This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. FUBAR Radio.
Show.
Splurge Boys.
Money on my mind. Miss me all do that bullshit. Miss me with all that bullshit. I ain't got time. Miss me with all that bullshit. Shots online. Miss me with all that bullshit. Miss me with all that bullshit. Miss me with all that bullshit. Money on my mind. Miss me with all that bullshit. Be a car buying. Miss me with all that bullshit. I ain't got time. Miss me with all that, miss me with all that.
Strider, no spider. Young sprays, the shower crew rider. Strap provider, real survivor. All them MCs work like saliva. I'm all about money. Blood, this life ain't a joke, it ain't funny. Whether rain or sunny, every day I need food in my tummy. I'm out for the first worm. Out all night, you're the first home. Leave man with a burst dome. All the driver driving the earth slow. Look, miss me with that bullshit. Jambino there with a full clip. We be bad since school kids. Top ranking there, so don't force it.
Money on my mind. Miss me with all that bullshit. Be a car buying. Miss me with all that bullshit. I ain't got time. Miss me with all that bullshit. Shots online. Miss me with all that bullshit. Miss me with all that bullshit. Miss me with all that bullshit. Money on my mind. Miss me with all that bullshit. Be a car buying. Miss me with all that bullshit. I ain't got time. Miss me with all that. Miss me with all that.
Jump in the scene. I said jump in the scene. Press, are you lean? Miss me all that. Nah, I don't wanna bring the machine. Press, saw your face on the screen. Been doing this since I was a teen. Miss me all that. Drop me out. None of these guys could get to my level of size. I know man, they'll step in your house and rise. Miss me all that. Man wanna come and diss me and all that. Wow, must be a joke. What's this soundboy on? Must be the smoke. Big in Stoke, big in Wales. So much bars, never had a stroke. Took a few L's. Miss me all that, never been broke.
Money on my mind. Miss me all that bullshit. Be a car buying. Miss me all that bullshit. I ain't got time. Miss me all that bullshit. Shots online. Miss me with all that bullshit. Miss me with all that bullshit. Miss me with all that bullshit. Money on my mind. Miss me with all that bullshit. Be a car buying. Miss me with all that bullshit. I ain't got time. Miss me with all that, miss me with all that.
I ain't got time, clocks is ticking. Phones ringing, my shots is licking. Give thanks, I'm alive and kicking. Man chat shit, I will dive and kick him. Stop the bitching, stop the snitching. If it's too hot then come out the kitchen. Soldiers move on my say so. I give the green light and then real life no play though. Forget what I want beer though. Did it on here though. Spendable still here bro. Miss me with that bullshit. My mama never raised no fool prick. For eight about dough, I don't wanna know. Don't come with all of that cool
miss
shit.
Miss me all that.
Wednesday, 13th September.
How did you do that?
I'm wishing the day away. I really am wishing the day away.
We've not even started and he wants it to end.
Honestly, it's almost titular as well because, you know, we do sort of offer...
titular.
Titillating. We do offer Wednesday wisdom, which I might as well introduce just because of that mistake.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Silver linings and all that.
Mm.
Email us, hump@fubarradio.com or tweet to us at FUBARradio and we will apply all the wisdom that we've amassed over our 100 years in total, I'd say, we've been on this earth for, combined.
I have. I don't know about you two.
Mm. Even before you were born.
I've always been about.
You're basically like God, existed for a bit.
I would never talk myself down like that.
You're omnipresent, yeah. That's the word.
Mm.
Probably.
I love that word.
Yeah, I like it too.
Ubiquitous as
Ooh.
Well.
Ooh, you guys.
And you know who's ubiquitous?
No.
The Trivago woman.
Oh, God, yeah.
She's too ubiquitous. She's everywhere on the tube at the moment.
I saw four of her facing each other earlier, which was quite weird.
I wonder how she feels. I wonder what she's doing right now.
Freaking out. Wherever she goes, she just sees herself.
It's crazy.
She's never. She doesn't even have mirrors anymore at home.
No. She doesn't need them. She just wears that red shirt.
And knows she looks decent.
One. Yeah, exactly. She ties her hair back loosely. She's blessed.
That would be good, though, business. If she was just hanging about tubes, she did that, and just wearing that outfit.
That would freak me out.
Do you know what she should do?
I couldn't have that.
She should stand in like one of the posters and jump out at you.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what she does. She must have so much money.
She doesn't work anymore, clearly.
She can't do.
No need to work.
No. They've had to pay her out of work.
Yeah. She's like this Nike swoosh. She's basically their logo.
Yeah, people will start having them. Teenage boys will have her shaved in the red.
Yeah. Honestly. We have all the regular kind of stories that we'll go through and also try to apply wisdom to. We got a couple of guests coming in as well, one being Ironic and one being Laura Davis, both live guests. Mm-hmm. No, yep. Phoners out here, all no killer, no filler. Get me, no games though.
No,
talk to us about that, Nat.
Well, we just thought we were quite busy today, so we didn't really have time to just fit one in, really. Got lots of other stuff. You're going to be telling us a lot about what you've been up to over the past week. We've got guests, we've got stories, Bropra. Got loads of other stuff.
You're not going to ask what more could we want?
Because asking that, because I know what the answer will be. So no.
Okay, that's that then. Well, I had quite a lot of fun this week so far. I was at an NFL event at the very start of the week. If you look at Sunday, is the beginning of the week.
I nearly was.
Yeah, you very nearly were. You got caught in. In fact, first tell us why you couldn't make it to the NFL event.
Because I was just hanging out in Chichester.
As you do.
Yeah.
Mm. What were you doing in Chichester?
More.
You know, just lovely weekend away.
Mm. Where?
With a bunch of strangers in a field. No one told me it was a field. No one pre-warned me that it was a field. No one said, oh, mate, you're going to a festival in a field.
Where did you think a festival would be?
That's a very good question.
In Chichester at Goodwood Circuit.
Definitely. Right? Everyone knows that would be outdoors.
Goodwood is a car circuit. It's concrete.
Mm.
Yeah, the track's concrete.
But it's outdoors.
So, and then like all the stands and then...
But you didn't get to be in those.
I didn't know it would be like a full-blown festival. This is like one of the maddest things I've ever seen in my life. Like, there was no, like, Sky had a cinema there, a drive-in cinema with all old cars that you went and sat in, and there was roller disco, and there was, so it was mental. I can't even explain to you, there was cars, so it was 40s till 60s, so every single person there was dressed in 40s to 60s clothing, apart from me, because, as you know, last Wednesday, I found out whilst we were here, that I'd have the job.
Yeah, of course.
And then I didn't get the job spec through till 11 o'clock. And I was getting... A car was picking me up at 5 in the morning. So I didn't have... I'd already packed.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, 60s themed clothing you need to wear. Too late. And I don't know if they've ever seen my wardrobe.
I was going to say, had you left all your 40s to 60s clobber in another location?
Yeah, back too late. They're all up at my mum's, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
To be fair, I think most people don't have a section in their wardrobe for 40s to 60s
most
items
people.
Of clothing.
Well, you say that. Apparently, about 70,000 people do.
Right.
And so it's a 3-day festival. I was here for 4 days. The first
you liked
day,
it then, you stay for an extra day.
Well, I had to do a day's rehearsal beforehand. So I got there and it was a lovely day when we got there. We got there at 9 in the morning, sun was out, everywhere was dry. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, this is nice, you could walk across everywhere. Comes to the Friday, throwing it down, torrential downpours. Absolutely horrendous. And I don't know if you've ever been to Chichester.
No.
The people there,
I've been once.
The people there aren't like us.
In what way?
Well, they all dress in 40s to 60s
all the time.
Clothing for
well, does that mean they can't wear wellies about in the 40s? When did they come into
That's
existence?
A good question.
There was no wellies about.
They probably didn't.
There was no. There was not a pair of wellies in sight.
Because they weren't around in
really?
The 40s.
No. I'm sure wellies were around like World War One and shit.
We think people went. You can't fight in wellies. You definitely can't dance in wellies. So I can't imagine you can go running around shooting people in wellies.
And let's check.
But what was happening then?
Well, the Wellington boot is named after the first Duke of Wellington.
Oh.
popularised by the first Duke of Wellington.
They were indeed.
So this festival was put on by Lord March. So I don't know. I don't know if it's like Adidas and Nike. Do you know what I mean? Nike. Do you know what I mean? You can't. But yeah, I was. So, for example, when I say they're not like us, Lord March was hosting the whole event, and he was coming to see the venue where we were doing the fashion show. And I was outside the back having a cigarette, and they came up to me and was like, oh, can you go, like, leave here? We don't want him to see you. Mm. I was like, sorry, what? Sorry, beg your pardon. Mm. Yeah, like, we want him to, like, so we want it all to be, like, nice. And I was like, what do you mean by nice? What do you mean by nice? Describe me, go away so he doesn't see me because you want it to be nice. What does that mean?
What do they mean? Because you were smoking?
No. Because
he's one of the proletariat.
I don't even know what that means. But probably.
So you had to be moved on?
No, I didn't. I refused to.
The lower working classes
yeah.
is what.
Yeah, that was. Well, I read something the other day. I think I'd be barrack class.
What does that mean?
It means you're not poor, but there was not a lot of money around.
Okay.
And it was like barrack. Housing estates were like a thing.
Yeah, I remember. But yeah, I know Barrett Homes. So, they're still around, aren't they?
They're still
yeah, and we live
and there's Barrett's Shoes as well for poor people.
Is that what poor people? I don't know.
I'm joking.
And I just can't explain to you how mad this festival was. But it was actually a really good experience to go there and see everyone how they were, even though they didn't want me there.
Yeah.
I had carrier bags on my feet and people just were not impressed.
There's no carrier bags in the 40s, probably.
Yeah, probably.
I'm sure there were.
Again, I don't know. When did the... when did the carrier bag come into existence? I thought you'd know this, Reese, having been in the carrier bag. In the 40s. Well, mate, actually, you know what? In the 60s, they must have been about.
Yeah, carrier bags weren't about in the 40s, I don't think.
No. But they must have been about by 60s.
Yeah, they've been worldwide since about the 60s, I'd say.
That's fine. They've been around since the 1960s. 60s. Yeah, so that's okay.
Plastic bags came about in the 60s.
You can't wear a new shop. They'd have to wear like a retro shop from the 60s.
No, but the thing is, it was 40s to 60s. As someone just said
that. I mean, he can't just wear like a H&M bag on his foot because that wouldn't have been around then. He's got to wear an authentic 60s carrier bag.
Yeah, it's got to be something like, when was Woolworths established?
That's probably about, that was about in the 60s, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I'm sure,
Woolworths carrier bags.
RIP Woolworths.
Yeah, man. Oh, do you know what? Someone uploaded a photo to social media the other day, someone I follow, that there are still like Woolworths in like, I think it was Uganda or something. They've literally just fucked off.
Woolworths is like Australia's version of Tesco as well.
It's coming back, isn't it? I read that the other day that it's Morrison's that are bringing back, I think it's Morrison's bringing back some Safeways and some Woolworths.
Everyone's on this retro 90s thing, isn't it?
Oh.
I bet the uniforms are going to be mad old school as well, and all the like ladies that work on the till are going to have the big glasses
and they're all
going to be called like Doreen. They're only going to employ people called Doreen to give you that real retro shopping experience.
Woolworths founded in 1879.
Damn.
So you definitely could have popped a Woolworths carrier bag on your foot.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I should have done. And also, right, so I'm doing a fashion show. That's the reason I'm there.
Mm.
I'm doing 7 shows a day for 3 days. We're working 13-hour days, right? So it's quite intense, and you're with the same people all the time. And the way it's laid out is you have clothing racks with everyone's outfits on, and it will have one clothing rack, one person, right? And you all have designated dressers. So that's the person who, you know, puts your clothes on, ties your shoes, makes sure everything's fine before you go out onto the catwalk. So I have 2 looks. Some people have 2 looks, 3 looks, 4 looks, 5 looks, whatever, which means... And everyone was put into a category. So I was 1960s, some people 1950s, some people 1940s. So the show went, it was 2 dancers, a guy called Gaz and a guy called Abby, lovely people. They were amazing dancers, went out, did their bit. And it was kind of telling a story about this couple that he goes off to war. So that's the 1940s. So the 1940s. The girl next to me is doing 1940s, I'm doing 1960s, right? So the rule is, when the 1940s are doing their quick change, I get into my first outfit. Now my dresser, because of the quick change, has to help this girl get into her outfit, right? This kind of like a rule when you go to work is that you wear underwear, right? Especially if you're going to be taking your clothes off.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
but when was underwear invented?
Yeah, that's true. I see it, not all jobs. Porn, probably not a requirement to wear underwear, is it?
If you're meant to be taking it off, then it would help to have it on in the first place.
So, yeah, I can't think of any job where you just don't need to wear underwear. we should do. But yeah.
So I mean, so I'm expected in this thing is boy, these males and females, right?
Uh-huh.
And you can't wear a bra because the bra straps can be seen through the clothing. Mm. And like guys have to wear like why I never do because you know I'm a maverick. But you're meant to wear Y fronts.
Okay.
And the girls have to wear flesh coloured G strings, so you can't see anything through the
no VPL. That's called
yeah
yeah.
Maybe, so yeah. Yeah, visible panty line.
Yep.
Yeah, right. So that's kind of rule. So you expect to see boobs. That's normal. It's not. Do you know what I mean? It's not anything like oh look, or someone's flashed you, or it's nothing like that. Yeah. It's just you're in a work environment. That's it. This girl next to me, despite the fact that she has to spend half an hour in a pair of leather trousers every 7 times a day, she came in underwear, but then would take them off when we got there. So she had no pants on whatsoever. But I didn't know this, so I've turned around to grab my dresser, and I don't know if you've ever seen a vagina by accident in an environment where you're not expecting to see a vagina.
You are pondering,
but it can be real jarring. It kind of
in real life, yeah,
yeah.
No, never.
So she's next to me, and when I turn around to get my dresser, I'm expecting her to be getting changed. Everyone else has got. Every single person in this room is wearing pants. I turn around and this unmaintained vagina.
Unmaintained? Why?
It's not like.
Trimmed.
Yeah, not. In no. It's just there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Wild one.
Just out, just about. And I'm not. It's nothing. It
wasn't even the 70s yet. What the fuck was
exactly.
She wearing?
No, but the because the 70s was the full bush, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right, I don't know about the 60s. They seem like it would be like that then.
Yeah, no one knows about what vaginas looked like pre-70s. Have you ever noticed
that?
No,
it's true.
It's like 70s bush and then everything from then. So did women not have vaginas before the
70s? In the 40s, I think they did not, no. But leather trousers, okay, it gets quite warm when you wear leather. And leather trousers, especially in that area, would maybe get a bit, you know, it wasn't a chilly day.
Skin tight.
So I'm just thinking how it might get a bit hot down there with leather trousers
on. Was it a zip fly as well?
Oh. Yeah.
With a mad bush, no pants.
Oh!
Sadomasochist in the building.
That's going to hurt if you get that trapped in a zip.
And, right... She wore them for 3 days, 7 times a day. Each time she had them on, she'd have them on for half an hour at a time. They don't wash them. Do you know what I mean? Imagine what they were saying on the end of the third day.
They were literally humming. That's what they were saying.
Like, that girl, she's so fresh.
They probably just gave them to her, didn't they, to keep?
I don't know. She also stamped on my trainer because she thought it was funny because I had carry bags on my feet to keep them clean.
I hate when people do that.
Yeah.
I hate it when people see new shoes or clean shoes and feel this urge to stamp on them.
And she was like, they're just trainers. They're going to get
dirty. That's assault.
I think it is. Well,
if the knee-jerk reaction is to, like, if you just got, like, suplexed...
Yeah, what if I see
less
you?
People would do it.
Oh, you just had your nose done, bang.
Yeah. But people do that. You've got new shoes and then stand on them. You're like, why have you done that for?
Ridiculous prank.
No, but Reese was, I was talking to Reese about this lady before the show. And I think judging by her actions towards him, she was doing that school thing, which you do with people that you fancy, where you get
playground
like,
flirting.
Hey, you take the piss, you pull the hair, but you're like, oh, stand on your foot. Mm-hmm. She called you a peacock, didn't
got
she?
Start bullet naked around you.
Yeah.
She definitely fancied you.
We all did that.
I think that was the first message.
Yeah. That's what everyone was saying. Yeah. They're like, she's only doing that because she's been flirting with you. Yeah. And I was like, I don't know where she learned to flirt yet.
Well, that's like something out of a movie.
That's the first rule.
But in my ends, I'd be ringing my big sister.
I think
I've never seen
anyone
like this before.
If it doesn't work by getting fully naked around somebody in leather trousers, the next move to get the fancy is quite clearly stand on their foot.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's no
got
other,
to get their attention somehow.
There's no other way to do it, really.
And someone there had worked with her before. This was my first time working with everyone. And I think everyone had all worked together with before because they do, like, the clothes show. And it's all them. I don't know if you've heard of Birmingham Clothes Show.
Oh, I've heard of
it's quite like,
show,
yeah, the Clothes Show. It's quite like a big.
I remember that.
Thing.
I remember it that on TV, but that was like 90s now. I didn't realise that was still going.
Yeah. It's like a big thing. So these are all clothes show models, right? So they don't look like me in any way, shape, or form. These were like actually good looking people. You know what I mean? So I was just sat around with just these absolute paintings. But, they'd all worked together before.
Hmm.
And someone was saying that she got with somebody on the coach on the way back from the clothes show before.
Because you weren't responding to her sexual advances, mate.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to. But I can't explain to you how beautiful she was.
So what was the problem?
What's the issue?
She was a dick.
Was it the bush, Reese? Be honest.
No, I'm,
do you not
I'm,
like a bush?
I'm nonchalant towards pubes. Do you know what I mean?
We've
I
never talked about this before, but how do you feel about a full?
I mean,
with my fingertips.
You what?
With my fingertips. That's my answer. How do I feel about? How do I feel about a full bush with my fucking fingertips? Get me.
Do you have any? Thanks, I'm coming for the.
Thanks, man.
So there wasn't, because it's come back in, you know. And I remember seeing an interview. Gwyneth Paltrow talked about this. Where she had a full bush, and she was quite proud of it. And so I think it was Cameron Diaz that said it. I think it was on Graham Norton or something. They got her into the shower and were like shaving her to like debush her a bit.
They held her down and shaved her fanny.
Who?
Cameron Diaz and Graham Norton?
No, Gwyneth Paltrow. Gwyneth Paltrow had said, like, she's like, yeah, I love a full bush. I embrace that. And
so who held her down in the
Cameron
shower?
Cameron Diaz. No, Graham
Cameron
Norton
Diaz
was on the
by
Graham
herself
Norton
held
show.
Down Gwyneth
no, I
Paltrow.
Think there were a few of them, but like, enough's enough. You've got to take some razor to this at this point.
That's a madness.
Mm. I don't care.
You don't care.
I mean, I'd prefer trimmed at least. Do you know what I mean? I don't, after trimmed, I don't really have a preference after that. I'd prefer trimmed or
but
less.
Some hair, surely, no hair.
I mean, if there's no hair, then, you know, I'm not like.
Yo, as long as I can get to the gate behind the hedge.
Do you know what I mean? I like no hair. I like a bit of hair. But like when it's full bush, I don't mind, but I'd prefer if it wasn't. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
That's just. But I'm not like going to be like, oh, you've got pubes. What? Not gonna have sex for you. No, you have pubes. Yeah.
Exactly, that's the thing. I don't shave my pubes, so I wouldn't expect anyone.
I trim.
Some men do. Some men do trim.
Really?
Trim.
Yeah, I know some men do, but
to make themselves look bigger.
Yeah.
In that department.
Yeah, that's exactly why I do it too.
I'd just imagine it without hair. Then, if that's what you're hung up about, no pun intended. Get me?
But I don't have a lot of body hair, right? So if I just had like a full bush and then no hair on my body,
you don't have a lot of body hair.
No, of course I know. I said I do.
Oh, right. So
that's
yeah, with full. I think it'll be fine. I think it would be unusual to see a man with no hair.
What?
If I was just completely bald, that would be joke.
Yeah.
I'd hate that. I'd look like how old I am in leap years. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. You'd look like a massive. Embryo, like, or fetus or something.
My roommate's got the head of a baby, right? If I had that on my body.
What do you mean, the head of a baby?
He's a fully grown man that looks four. I don't know if that makes any sense. Yeah. He's got that round baby head. Do you know what I mean?
And it's like one quarter the size of his body instead of like one eighth.
Well, this girl was clearly trying to get your clothes off anyway. I think she stamped on your foot, because therefore you take your shoe off. And it was like, let's just get naked. She's trying to get you naked or naked.
She was staying like a couple of rooms down in the hotel for me as well.
But that's not where you kind of turn on the naked charms, though, in a public place. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Well, they say the naked man works two out of every three times.
Mm.
The what?
The naked man. If you get completely naked when the date leaves the room, you get completely naked.
Oh,
when they come back in, you'll have sex.
Right.
It works two out of three times.
Depends what room they're leaving as well.
Yeah.
Can't be like the cinema. Room one at like view. Waiting for her to leave and just get stuck butt naked in front of everyone. I think she's just going to have sex with you.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that red room at Stealth, just DJ set going in. She comes back in naked.
Or like room one at Garage Nation. Wait till she goes to the bar in room two. Just get naked in front of 900 ravers.
Yeah, that code is not. I'll be right back.
Loving it.
Don't get naked. Well, okay, the bedroom it's fine, probably, isn't it? Even that could be a bit like, whoa! I just said I'm popping. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
To.
I'm not saying actually go for this. It's just something that I heard once.
Oh.
Yeah. I think it's someone optimistic said that, or someone that tried it three times and it actually worked.
Twice.
You know. Should we get into a song? When we get back, we've got like two guests coming up. Mm-hmm. We've got no games. That's Natalie's fault, but we've got loads more chat. It's FUBAR Radio.
Mountains of gold, mountains of gold, diamonds and pearls. class. Nah, we ain't learn from the past. Build it up, burn it down. Leave it as ass. Build it up, burn it down. Build it up, burn it down. Damn, man, it turns into a reason to laugh. Think about the cats leading the pack. At least half got clapped. Scrap, meet in a match. Slow down, no numbers. Don't believe in the facts that I spew when I'm reading these raps. All I know is what I seen. Seen bridges get burned, and then I seen lessons get learned. After that, on a smaller level, out in Park Chester in the six, just skip. Thinking last time I ditched my chick. Man, it really ain't shit. As big as the bridge, but goddamn, man, the cycle is sick. Goddamn, man, the cycle is sick.
We'll spread the love that we all deserve, chasing this global pain that disturbs. We'll have faith, what comes around goes around someday.
Mountains of gold.
Mountains of Gold featuring Sam Fighty Bay, Wiki and Kamasi Washington. I'm not even gonna lie to you, I just had this burning desire and urge to sing along to like sing along as Barrington Levy.
So we did.
On that. So I did.
That's from a big new artist. Everything is recorded. I think I'm gonna try and get him in. I like his stuff.
Good. Yeah. Really, really.
Can we also
good.
Get Barrington Levy in?
Oh yeah,
I think we should be able to get Barrington Levy in.
Easy now.
He's broader than Broadway.
But talking about guests,
we have a guest coming in the shape of Laura Davis. She's gonna be joining us for a chat. But before that, should we just talk about this shit?
Please.
Let's do it.
Spontaneous dancing is illegal in Sweden.
Sweden.
I have no idea. Fucking they've clearly not seen that Copperberg advert where that guy's just skanking all the way home. Is that Sweden? It's got to be.
If he is, then he's definitely in prison now.
He must be, yeah. He looked like he was wearing kind of...
Probably had a permit, though.
He might have had a permit.
Maybe. That's it,
That's a very good point. Anyway, spontaneous dancing is still illegal in Sweden, a year after the government promised to stop prosecuting people under the bizarre law. In April 2016, Sweden voted to drop the rule that forced bars and pubs to have a license in order for people to dance in them, a law that dated back to the 1970s. However, nothing has been done since. Police are still cracking down on bar owners for the crime of dancing customers, and the punishments are harsh, ranging from the removal of other permits to harsh fines or even prison.
Whoa.
Dancing permits were introduced as a way for Swedish police to prevent public disorder, which led to riots.
The dance riots, everyone knew about. In the 70s, there were a lot of Swedish dance riots. I don't know if you remember.
They were the worst.
Oh, man, dark times for Sweden. Eva from industry organisation Visitor says the government has to do something about it. It's not fair that we have police doing this part of their work. It's ridiculous thinking about the societal problems that actually exist and they should be focusing resources on. Mm. The entire world, at least all of Europe, is laughing at us.
It's a weird.
We're not so much laughing as like doing a little two-step to make you jealous.
Well, I was thinking actually, you, Michael Payne, you love a spontaneous dance.
I do. Of
if
course.
A song comes on, we've been to the pub loads, and you've just started moving. You can't be doing that. So just know that if you go to Sweden, you're going to be arrested.
Absolutely. Spontaneous rhythmic movements is my middle name.
It's a weird law.
Yeah, man. I just don't understand why. Okay, it's a weird law, but we have weird laws in this country that no one actually bothers to police anymore. You understand? So why the fuck are there actually police in Sweden in 2017
they're
going
cracking down
as
well?
They're fully cracking down.
And it says the punishments go from removal of permits to harsh fines and even prison.
So this shit's going all the way.
Does it judge you on like what kind of moves you're doing? Like, oh, man was just doing a two-step. Yeah, we'll take your permit. Oh, bro, I've seen him spinning on his head, yeah? No, that's pen. He's getting 5 years. Do you know what I mean?
Twerking life.
God, no, you're in prison. That's
death penalty.
It's a 20 stretch.
It's mad.
Yeah. You just waved a little gun fingers in a booth. It was nothing, I swear.
It's so weird.
Now, why play music in places then? Just don't do that. And then no one will go out, and then the police can have the fucking way.
Well, the thing is, these places are meant to have a license. These bars and clubs that where people sort of congregate to move in a sort of rhythmic position, I think it goes something like this in Sweden. You have to have a permit for people to do this. You can't just dance anywhere. Do you know what I mean? It's not that kind of party, if you forgive the pun. In Sweden, you can't just dance anywhere. It has to be in a place that, in a licensed venue.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But what if you're going into a venue and they're playing music? Like, why
can't
would
move.
You?
Can't move.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
you were dancing like no. Do you know what I mean? I just got shaky knees. I didn't even.
What constitutes dancing as well? If you're just moving your upper body, is that bopping or is it dancing?
A bop is a dance,
that's
isn't
a
it?
Dance. That's a dance. Even if you're just a little.
I think a dance should have to involve at least feet.
Even like that little Elvis Presley top lip twitch. That's technically a dance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if it's rhythmic.
You've got Tourette's. You fucked it. Do you know what I mean?
You're just standing at the bar, just blinking rhythmically. Just, I love this song.
You're moving too fast. Your eyes are dancing. I'm arresting you. That's what they'll say.
Do you know what they should do to combat it? Is everyone should just sing at the top of their lungs every time music's on where they can't dance.
Yeah.
Because then they're going to be like, all right, cool, that's annoying, isn't it? Doing the neighbours' heads in, it's doing the public's heads in.
Fucking, I tell you
just
what.
Just have a dance.
Since 2016, flash mobs must be terrorism. That must count as terrorism.
Do you not? Yeah, but do you not find it hard if you hear a song that you like, just not to move just a little bit to it, just to acknowledge it? You can't just like,
at least like a little
song.
Yo,
a head bob.
Apart from
what I mean?
Turn Me On by Kevin Little, I can dance to pretty much any song that I hear. I fucking hate that song.
Challenge accepted for next week. I'm gonna find some clips. They're like, can you dance to this though?
We've been through this now.
No,
I was dancing to Nokia ringtones for fuck's sake.
I'd like to see some other moves apart from the dab.
I did a little Millie Rock.
Okay.
Don't play me like that. Don't play me. There's video evidence.
That's true. You did a very nice dab to all that. But maybe they should have something in, I don't know, that's just kind of unfair. Just go around like bad dancing. Like someone comes around and issues you a fine. What was that for? Really bad dancing.
But then that's subjective.
It is. That's very true.
Do you know what I mean? Unless you're offbeat.
Oh, yeah.
That's bad dancing.
Just let people dance.
To be fair, Sweden is mainly only white people, and if you've seen white people dance, that would make it illegal as well. You get me? It should be banned, and that law should stay, actually.
It looks unsafe.
I'm not surprised it led to riots.
Oh, yeah, that's in the 70s.
They weren't riots, it was just people just falling off.
There are some weird laws. Another weird law that I just happened to come across today was, or a while ago, was actually in Norway, I think it is. If someone challenges you to a fist fight, you have to accept or else give them a penalty of 4 days.
What? That's still a rule?
Yeah, that's a rule.
I'd love that rule.
A fist fight, though. Not
has
just
to be a fist fight. You have to engage. Fight.
Because I would go out and just challenge everyone to a fist fight. Just get bare deers. Start a little sanctuary. You know what I mean? Maybe like sell them. Do you know what I mean? How much is a deer worth? Especially if you ship them. If you ship
them. A deer's worth a quarter of a fist fight.
Actually, that's a good point. I don't want to be like, ship them over to somewhere and get them like, oh, do you want to buy these deer? And I'm like, yeah, all right, put them up then.
Santa Claus must be a goon in Norway.
Yeah.
He's got the most deer. He's got the top deer. He must be a swingers.
He doesn't give out presents. He just knocks
them. He will just wrap, man. He won't wrap presents. He will just wrap you up quickly. 30 seconds. Pam, pam, pam. Just bare deer. I'm going to name this one Vixen.
Does that mean, though, that everyone's got loads of deers like ready to go in case they get asked for a fist fight? Or whether they have to go and buy the deer.
You probably have to go out and wrangle some deers.
You got to knock out a deer as well. That's the thing. That's like stage two.
The deer.
You punched man up and now you got to go catch the deer.
You got to fight the deer as well. It's a big thing. So
That's really why Rudolph's got a red nose.
And he just got caught in the crossfire and took one. You know what I mean?
If I was I'm a lover, not a fighter. Mm. But do you know what I would do? I would take some deer out with me, four at all times, so in case, just in case.
Yeah, that's true. Actually,
yeah.
That
that's the pacifist move. You're just bowling around with four deer yeah, but behind then
if I saw you, I'd know you're a pussy and I'd be like, yo, let's swing it.
Yeah. I left them deer.
And then I'd take your deer. Them. But then you might have just won them.
Yes. Yeah,
oh, that's
yeah.
a good point. Oh, my God.
So
yo,
many.
Put them up. Yo, do you really want them?
Yo, I walk around with 44 deer. I had 11 fights today. Do you really want this, bruh? Do you really want this?
Yeah.
Hold me back. All the deer are just holding me back.
How do you challenge someone to, it's very specific, I'd like to fight you, I'd like to fist fight you. No other fighting. He's
you
like,
have to
well,
say, put them up.
Yeah.
That's how you initiate
around,
a fish fight.
Look around for antlers and you. Shit. Is this worth it?
No one shouts World Star, like knuckle sandwich. Or something. I don't know.
I love these weird laws.
I do indeed. Let's get into another song. And when we get back, we're going to have a very special guest in the studio.
Go stream it now.
Do it now, now. Now, after the show. You heard it once. We want you to hear from our special guest from the other side of the world.
Jeez.
How's it going, Laura Davis?
Hello. It's good. It is the other side of the world.
Yeah, the Antipodes. Is, yeah. You guys are the Antipodes, and we are to you.
Yes.
I like that.
I didn't really comprehend how much the other side of the world it was until I was awake for the whole 24-hour flight, looking out the window, just watching the world pass.
Yeah, exactly.
Go, all right.
It's a horrible flight, isn't it?
It's 24 hours. It's a little bit more with the airport time. And
what was your layover time like? As
2 hours in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, don't you wish you had longer? Because doing that one continuous long flight.
Oh, I kind of liked it. It was just... I got to about 11:30 at night in Melbourne. I went, all right, let's go have a bad time for 24 hours. You just commit.
I've never done a flight that long. I think the longest flight I've ever taken was to LA.
Mm. Bro, all sorts of things start crossing my mind. I'm going to get deep vein thrombosis. Do you know what I mean? Like, is this pins and needles or the end of me? Like, what is it? Do you know what I mean?
And that's such a new thing as well, because I only started hearing about deep vein thrombosis when I was a teen. Do you know what I mean? And that just became this new danger. I remember this woman died on a flight.
She'd been sitting in her seat
just dead on this flight for ages.
But flights were becoming more commercial then. Do you know what I mean?
Long haul was becoming a lot. And they hadn't figured out that the human body can kind of get a bit fucked up when you're in the sky and it's still.
I had an argument on the flight. I can be quite anxious and quite neurotic. I'm working very hard to not be, but there's still one bridge where I don't like. Peeing on a plane. I don't like it. The longest flight in Australia is 6 hours. You can make it if you really try. Mm-hmm. And I had an argument on the first leg. It was a 14-hour flight, and I had to pee at 13 and a half hours because my seatmate next to me made me. Wow. He just stood up at one point and was like, you need to go to the bathroom. So, no, I'm all right. I can make it to Abu Dhabi. I hadn't stood up. He's like, no, if you're too shy to ask me to move, please, I'm really nice. Please don't feel afraid to ask me if you need to go to the bathroom. So, no, you are not the problem. And he's like, no, you have to go. It's making me really uncomfortable.
I was going to say, it's been nearly a day. You haven't moved from that chair.
No, he made me get up.
Yeah, I would have made you as well. got assistance from one of the stewards. Just like, can you please just... drag this off. Is there one of the, you know, the cops with the straps on the plane? What are they called? The air marshals?
Yeah.
I'd have found one of them for you.
I had never stood up on a plane before. This is my first time out of Australia, so right. I'd never stood up and moved on a flight. And it's genuinely alarming. Mm-hmm. I don't know how people do it so casually.
Have you ever heard of a shiwi?
Mm. Yes.
What about that?
Well, it's more. I think it's the claustrophobia of the tiny little airport. Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Toilet.
You could just get like a little bottle.
Leave the door open.
No, just get a little bottle under your blanket. Do you know what I mean? So you don't have to get out of your seat. Just have a wee in there.
Doesn't help with the deep vein thrombosis. No.
That's true.
There are those special, really sexy socks that you can get for the deep vein thrombosis.
They give them your flight socks. They give them your on flights.
Do they? Not my flights.
Take some aspirin.
Oh, okay.
Take some aspirin.
Okay. Does that help circulate
your blood?
Right.
Yeah. I'm quite small. I'm not sure if you can see my feet dangling about a metre off this seat, but it's not so much of an issue. I get all the leg room I can need.
That's a good point.
I don't have leg room. I just don't have the legs for it, essentially.
See, the beauty of being this tall is if I'm on pretty much any flight, my legs won't fit behind the seat in front, and I will get moved to an extra leg room seat. Dude. And sometimes there isn't any extra leg room seats in economy, so you just get a little boost.
I'm tall. I have the same issue on flights. I've never complained.
And as I always make sure I get that complaint in nice and early.
Do you know what I mean?
Straight away. I like sprinkle that seed, sow that seed straight away.
Yeah. Seriously, what do you say?
When I go to book the tickets, because there's never any extra leg room seats left, and I always say, oh, look, I'm really tall. Mm. And then they'll be like, oh, yeah, speak to someone on the flight, we'll mark your ticket or we'll whatever. Then I'll get on the flight and I'll mention it to someone, and they'll say, before we take off and when everyone's sat down, we'll have a look if there's any seats and then we'll move you to one where we can. So at the moment, if we'll sit at the end of the aisle and then we'll.
Nice. Okay.
So now that we've got that future bit of advice for you, for when you have a growth spurt.
Luke, it hasn't happened by now. I don't think it's going to happen.
It's a brilliant reason that you've got on a plane for the first time and left Australia, because you're embarking on it. It's a tour, isn't it?
Big bloody tour, mate.
A huge tour.
It's 10 weeks at the moment.
Yeah.
So I did all of Edinburgh and then did the End of the Road Festival down in the south.
Yes.
The south.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
Oxfordshire, that's it.
It was beautiful.
It's a good festival.
And then a week in Manchester, a week in London, and then 2 weeks in Kuala Lumpur on the way back to Australia, and then I land back to keep working.
I love all the names that you mentioned before London, and then like Kuala Lumpur as well. Yeah, just before I go back to Australia.
Well, I think because it's close.
Yeah, but it's such a good destination. You know what I mean? No one says that. I'm performing in Kuala Lumpur on the way home.
What's the comedy scene like in Kuala Lumpur?
I have no idea. I haven't been there before, but I'm doing an older show there. I did a show 2 years ago. It was called Ghost Machine. It's a 1 hour existential crisis performed by a ghost. So I performed the whole show under a sheet. We're taking it to Kuala Lumpur and we're going to see what happens.
Yeah.
I get paid a flat fee. you take away from that.
Doesn't Casey Affleck take direct inspiration from you?
Yes. He's in a new film where he's just under a sheet for the film. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hoping that that I get some credit for that. 2 years, won some awards, mate.
So what can people expect? You start at the Soho Theatre tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes.
Thursday the 14th.
So it's a stand-up show. I've been performing in Australia for 10 years. I've done all of the Australian festivals. I've won awards. It is a really fun show. I had a ball with it in Edinburgh. I'm so excited to bring it here and showcase it.
For
Cake in the Rain.
You must have a lot of like expats that are over here. Because we went to see Matt O'Kine. The other day.
He's
one of his newest UK fans, basically.
We love him. He was great. Yeah.
He's amazing. But I noticed I went to the Soho Theatre to see him, and it was it must have been like literally if you were watching it on like Netflix and you had the subtitles up, it would say in asterisks laughs in Australian. Do you know what I mean? Like he has a massive Australian fan base. I think we were the only Brits in there. Yeah. Are you expecting the same thing?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea who's coming. I know tickets are selling, so if you want to come, you should book.
Absolutely,
and not risk it at the door. There's a lot of word of mouth on me. I'm not bragging, but a lot of bigger names here have been very excited to.
If you're
going to
brag, this is the time. This is the time to do it.
What we call bragging, plugging when we're here.
Yeah, plugging. Exactly. Bragging.
It's not bragging when it's on the radio.
No.
Well, Phil Jupiter has been spricking the show. And
there we go.
Lots of people are really excited, so lots of word of mouth has gotten out through people with much bigger profiles than me. So I don't know if it will be people who know my work from Australia or if it will be people who've kind of been sent by British acts, essentially.
Yeah.
Well, Phil Jupiter is a legend over here.
He's
so
amazing.
To get a co-signing from him.
He's meeting me outside this building in about 15 minutes.
Getting to meet you in here.
Yeah, tell him to come upstairs. We'll make him a cup. Can we get a cup of tea for Phil Jupiter? he's going to be here in 15 minutes. So I'm just saying, he might be thirsty, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Well, you also had really good reviews from Edinburgh this year as well. So that's all went really well.
And you've got so many awards.
Yeah.
What do you do with them all?
We get the best.
I just keep them on some sort of shelf.
Did they give you a shelf after you get so many? That should be like.
That should be the first award is a shelf, and then you cross your fingers.
Yes.
And then if you don't win any more awards, you just have
at least they had faith in me. Yeah,
like the lower down independent comedy circuit, when you win like your first award in that kind of thing, that's the shelf. Do you know what I mean? And then the bigger the award.
Totally. Like, or in any of the arts, in anything, any kind of field where you are awarded something, the first award should always be a shelf.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, we fixed the system.
There you go. See. I'm just going through this. So there's the best comedy Melbourne Fringe 2015.
Yes.
Golden Gibbo for best independent show at Melbourne International Comedy Festival 2015.
That's a big one because it's a massive festival.
Gibbo an Australian word because you love to shorten things down and add in an O.
A lovely woman. Her name was Linda Gibson. She was an incredible performer. She passed away, and her legacy was this award that goes out to independent acts who are trying something that could be considered a terrible idea but went really well. So that was Ghost Machine for that one.
Well done, well done.
Congrats.
Similar to the Ivan Novello's for songwriting. Can we get into a hum, perhaps?
I don't know if we have one in yet. I don't think we haven't got one in. So
what is it?
basically, like, it's when, you know, Wednesday Wisdom, Hump Day Help. We impart knowledge to our listeners, and they can kind of come in. They can email us or they can tweet to us with all their problems. And
I've got heaps of knowledge. It's such a waste.
Exactly, it's such a waste.
It is
right.
a waste. Today they're not feeling like they need any help. Maybe people out there.
Oh, is that it? Is that yeah. it? Yeah. Well, don't bother emailing next fucking week.
And none of us in here have any problems, so
no, we're all fine.
I don't. I had some rude staff today, but other than that, I think I dealt with it, so I don't.
How
know
rude?
Super rude. Yeah, you've got. Oh my god.
What happened?
Now that you've got me started.
You've got an interesting passive aggression in Britain, which I love because I really appreciate how cool, like, if you're going to be cunts, back it up. Like, it's such.
Yeah, yeah, own it. Own
just,
it.
Just
yeah.
be a bad person.
Yes, yeah. right.
I was at the airport, the man behind me just kind of, because we were checking a lot of bags, because we had a lot of bags, and what are we meant to do? Like, we're halfway through checking 15 bags for a musical duo who are touring as well. He's just kind of just went, oh mate, you might have to go around, I reckon we'll be a while. And so, oh yes, sorry. don't fold. Either yell at me,
yeah,
back it up.
Yeah, we, just, very true. We do love to apologise here.
Oh,
we do.
Lord.
Yeah. Everything.
We do. I
walked between a guy was unloading a van on the way here, big boxes, and there was a railing on the, that was basically, it took up half the pavement, so I couldn't go that on that side, so I had to walk through this guy unloading this van on the pavement in a busy part of Old Street, and I apologised.
Mm.
And immediately felt like a
first
dick.
First thing to do, though, you have to say, oh, well, I'm sorry, when you're not in the wrong. We do that a lot here. Thing we do, which is quite great, is because we don't really have the ball sometimes just to say to your face that I'm going to be a dick and I'm annoyed with you, is we do it as we're walking away. We mutter to ourselves.
Yeah, there's a lot of muttering. There was a man on the train to Manchester because I moved seats to one of the ones that was booked. But empty.
How dare you?
Because I get a bit motion sick. I chose a window seat. The window seat they gave me had no window. It was just a wall seat, technically, which doesn't help for motion sickness. So I moved forward. And he was like, oh, that one's booked. And I said, well, yes, when they come, I'll move. And they actually didn't end up taking the seat at all. And this man was so stressed out for 2 hours and 28 minutes to Manchester because he thought maybe there would be some sort of potential argument. I said, well, no, I've said I'll move. I don't mind. I'm just going to sit here. And he's like, well, you know that when they get on, you're going to... Yeah, I do know that. I work. It'll be fine.
Captain Boyden.
Yeah, Captain Boyden. I would have left it because I like to see an argument.
Yeah.
In fact, I'd encourage you. No, that seat.
You
go sit over there. See that disabled seat there? Yeah. Take that one.
Yeah, reserved just means it's for shy people. It's fine.
But I didn't sit in it and say, I'm not moving. Yeah. I just sat in it. It was one seat in front of mine.
Yeah, you want a political statement. You didn't have a placard with you, did you?
Yeah. I didn't chain myself to it or anything.
So you start at the Soho Theatre
tomorrow night.
All the way till the 16th, which is Saturday, isn't it?
Yes, so 3 nights.
We've got to try and get Dan.
Yeah, tickets only £10, so...
That's a sweet bargain.
Isn't it?
Come on, Dan.
Who doesn't like laughing?
It's a very fun show. A lot of women like it in particular. It's quiet too. I'm quite loud. I've been having a ball here because I'm one of the louder Australian acts anyway. And then coming to Britain where everyone's quite quietly spoken, it's really fun.
I'm sure everyone in the audience will welcome you with open arms, man. We do love comedy over here, even with the stiff upper lip.
We do like laughing.
Mm.
That's a fact. We'll go to sohotheatre.com for tickets.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for joining us, Lorraine.
Thanks for having me. It was lovely.
I'm sorry we didn't have any problems for you to kind of sort out.
That is a first world problem, having no problems to sort out on radio,
indeed,
I think.
It is indeed. Okay. We're going to get into a song now. When we get back, we've got more chat and we've got Ironic passing through as well. It's FUBAR Radio.
with my Spanish girl, Valeria. Super freaky, but she acting diva. And all she wants to do is tease a boy. That's why she give me neck kisses when I'm playing FIFA. My Latina, Angelina, Colombiana, come from Medellin. And all she cares about is weed and sex. Half the time we ain't even speaking, but if I ain't feeling it, then I'm swerving. My new girl got my old girl hurting. The last ex that I had was a lighty, but the next ex that I get is a German. That's an X5 or a 6 though. I'll get it cocaine white like a gringo. I got a link at Stony for clothes, and it's really that own cost ocho cinco. With my Spanish girl playing FIFA. Mas tequila, si señorita. What's that only? I'm overseas, I'm in Beverly Hills. I might phone Janita with my Spanish girl playing FIFA. Mas tequila, si señorita. What's that only? I'm overseas, I'm in Beverly Hills. I might phone Janita. Dinero's what I'm out to get. Sombrero, I get hat and then I'm out again. Got an A1 chica with a drive like a 3 liter. That's what she needs D4, like the alphabet. I'm exclusive, not for anyone. And many girls want a disc and they ain't getting none. I told my baby, don't worry what hoes say, cause me and you both know you're the special one. And if I can't get a ring for your hand, you can leave Chelsea and fly into Milan. You click once, I'ma give you what you want, but you still won't ask for a thing from a man. Do you think that you can tell a guy to give you the world when you can't do a thing for a man? My baby, don't judge me for breaking the law with squares. She was there taking trips to the bank with my Spanish girl playing FIFA. Mas tequila, si señorita. What's that only? I'm overseas, I'm in Beverly Hills. I might phone Janita with my Spanish girl playing FIFA. Mas tequila, si señorita. What's that only? I'm overseas, I'm in Beverly Hills. I might phone Janita. If I ain't feeling it, then I'm swerving. My new girl got my old girl hurting. The last ex that I had was a lighty, but the next ex that I get is a German. That's an X5 or a 6 though. I'll get it cocaine white like a gringo. I got a link at Stony for clothes, and it's really that own cost ocho cinco. With my Spanish girl playing FIFA. Mas tequila, si señorita. What's that only? I'm overseas, I'm in Beverly Hills. I might phone Janita with my Spanish girl playing FIFA. Mas tequila, si señorita. What's that only? I'm overseas, I'm in Beverly Hills. I might phone Janita.
Dave.
Big shout out to Dave. Tequila by Dave on FUBAR Radio. We just had Laura Davis in. She came in to have a chat about her travels and also the tour that she's embarking on. More specifically, the Soho Theatre dates that she's got this weekend, starting from Thursday to Saturday. So get down there and you can get tickets from, is it SohoTheatre.com?
Yeah, for Cake in the Rain.
And there also LauraDavisComedy.com.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, she would have her own website, wouldn't she?
Makes sense, wouldn't it? Really?
It makes perfect sense. It's even got a name in the website.
Do you have your own
makes
website?
Makes even more sense. I used to.
What was that?
It's called michaelpayne.com, and it was photos and music mainly.
Nice.
Yeah. Since I'm a musician, I thought makes that was the best thing to put on it. Had a few other things that I couldn't put on it, but I thought best not.
Probably not do that.
Yeah. Let's keep it to photos and music.
Do you have a website, Reese?
No. Oh, okay. I was going to say something witty then, but I couldn't think of anything quick enough.
Nah. It's not for me, thanks. No, no. ReeseSanders.com?
No. There's a golfer called Reese Sanders. He probably ends it.
Get Reese.Sanders. Yeah. You know you can do that. You don't have to get .com anymore.
Oh, what? I can have like www. I don't even have to have www.
No, they don't have that anymore.
I could just have Reese.Sanders.
You literally could.
I bet it's like expensive, though. And unless probably anyone's looking to invest in me.
Well, yeah. Or just learn to play golf and take in his identity. Just become him.
He's quite fat.
Oh, okay.
Well, and he's not very good at golf either, so...
Oh, is he not? Yeah, no. I've never heard of him, to be fair.
Exactly. It's not really a sport, though, is it? I mean, I don't want to say, but golf doesn't really get you fit, what? Does it?
So what? Golf's not a sport.
It's, right. Well, it's not... I mean, it's
why
not like
they
it's
why do they
get...
have a channel called Sky Sports Golf?
They have one for fishing. They have one for everything,
they don't have a Sky Sports Fishing.
Well, they should do. So that's
I reckon they
give
should.
It to them.
Sky, yeah. Sports, give it. Sky Sports Bass.
It's like, it's not the game that's going to get you fit. I like a bit of crazy golf, don't get me wrong. That is fun times. But it's not the game that's going to get you fit, is it? Just
I reckon no, it's not.
Yeah, no,
it's like not. Darts. Let's be honest.
It will, I think, a lot of walking not, involved.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Actually, a lot of walking involved. Okay, but then all the pulling's done by your caddy if you're that type of golfer. But if you're pulling your thing that your club's going cart by yourself,
do you know why darts is classed as a sport?
Why?
Because you have to go and fetch your darts from the board once you've thrown them.
Right.
Because that's the
activity. I wouldn't have thought just the throwing alone.
No, because bridge. Yeah. You know the game bridge, like
the card
cards.
Game,
yeah, the old
which is nothing like darts. That one.
They wanted to become a sport. They wanted to be a registered sport, and then their defense was, well, darts, you don't have to do anything. You're throwing it, and they said, well, no, you actually have to go.
Right.
So if they like threw the cards after,
52 card pick up at the end of every bridge game.
If I played darts, I would want a dart caddy. I'm not going to walk for the darts.
For
I
real.
Want someone with me just to go and collect the darts.
100%.
What?
Yeah, that's what I would have.
Even like Michael Van Barneveld, or
I don't know who that is, but
Raymond Van Barneveld, important. Sorry, or Michael Van Gerwen, Raymond Van Barneveld, Phil Taylor,
Ian Bristow.
Eric Bristow.
Ian
Bristow.
I don't know.
No one.
He's up and coming.
Darren Anderson.
Yeah, him, yeah. Ian won. That guy, Tony, on Bullseye. Him.
It's only a game show.
We're gone.
That's
big break.
That's another great sport.
But remember Bullseye, though? How did the Bullseye? Smashing great.
Yeah, great super smashing. Jim Bowen.
Yeah, here's what you could have won. Speedboat.
How did the theme tune to Bullseye go?
I don't know. I don't want to.
And then Bully came on.
Bully was the man in the shirt.
Yeah, and it's like, you can't beat a bit of Bully. That's what they would say. I love it.
Man, they should bring that back.
Bullseye, I'm well up for
that. Got me interested in darts.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I love darts. PDO's a bit shit, but the PDC, that's the best one. That's the best.
Is this a darts league?
Because I don't know what you mean.
I mean, bare jargon all of a sudden. Yeah, PDO, like we're that interested in darts.
Oh, right. You said it got me into darts. So
I meant while it was on, and then after I was just like,
it's always on the darts. You know,
no, I said no.
You know,
no,
it's
Bullseye.
Christmas when the arrows are out. That's what they say.
Basically, I didn't watch darts, but I watched Bullseye. I didn't really watch snooker, but I used to watch Big Break.
I must have told you this fact before, that over there's various different sporting venues where you're allowed to drink alcohol.
And, well, all of them, I think. I do all of them.
No, like,
so
a lot of football grounds are banned, sorry. So, at Lord's, you're allowed to take your own alcohol. It's the only sporting ground in England where you
golf.
Can
golf.
Lord's is cricket.
Yeah. God, no. Right?
But the average amount of alcohol drank there is 2 pints per person.
Mm.
Then it's football, where I think it's like 4 pints per person. And then it. The venue where the most alcohol sold is Alexandra Palace during the darts, where on average people drink 10 pints per person.
Wow. And that's including the sportsmen.
And 10,000 people go.
Dang.
100,000 pints are sold over the space of a day at Ali Pali.
Fair play.
A long time ago when I was a lot younger, I said like last year, I had to go. And to a cricket match, which went on for a long time. I didn't know this. An interview for a radio station, some cricketers. I don't know anything about cricket, and I didn't think to go, I'll just learn something. Because it's hard just to learn, learn cricket. You can't just learn cricket.
Look for the guys wearing white.
You can.
Yeah. So I was there, and obviously when I got there, because I got into the special party bit, press pass, there was some free alcohol. Mm-hmm. I was like, lovely. It's a lovely summer's day. I didn't know, I'll be honest with you, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know who the teams were. I clapped to everybody. I just thought, let's just keep it. Like, I didn't know. I think it was Surrey versus someone else, but I thought, I had to
clap
go and interview. Let's say the cider kicked in.
Umpire walked on, she's clapping. You smashed it, mate.
I had to go I say backstage, it's not really backstage, is it? Into the dressing room to interview fairly well-known cricketers. And it was also this guy's, it was his, is it a testimonial if you're leaving or you're leaving?
Yeah, yeah. What were these cricketers' names? Do you know?
That guy was called David Ward, I think his name was. And it was a Hollyoake that was one of the brothers of the Hollyoake brothers.
Okay.
I was a little bit like, ooh, on cider. So I was about 18. Well, I was legal. I was 18.
I was legal?
Well, what happened there?
Sorry, what are you saying? Where is this going?
To drink alcohol.
Right, to drink.
I wasn't like,
One of the Hollyoake brothers, but both were there. Don't worry.
Don't worry, I was legal.
Yeah. And so I just had no, I think it was quite obvious when my guy started to question. I was like, so So do you like cricket? I think that's one of the questions was, do you like playing cricket?
You asked the cricket player.
Do you like playing cricket? Like, do you have, like, who you play? I didn't have a clue. And so I think they were quite sweet, really. But I ended up talking to them for, I've had about 20 minutes somewhere about jock straps. I had no idea.
They always wear, they all wear cups.
That's it. So I found out about that. But I learned about sledging or whatever it's called. Sledging.
Yeah, sledging, where you stand behind the person. And so normally the wicket keeper.
Yeah, you're like,
so there's a famous one where this, I can't remember who it was, kept getting called fat.
Yeah.
And then he said, yeah, the only reason I'm fat is because every time I fuck your mum, she gives me a biscuit.
Right, so
and then that became like a thing that like people would say from then on, do you know what I mean? But it came from sledging in cricket.
So that's kind of when they insult each other. But obviously, I thought they thought it was quite a good interview because it was clearly I didn't have a clue what I was doing. Unfortunately, when I had to take it back to the radio station, they were like, what the hell is this? Because I tell you what it isn't. It's not a cricket interview, is it?
So and you're meant to interview 10cc.
I had no idea. It didn't go well. Put that way. I never got sent to another cricket match again. Which
yeah, I'm not surprised.
It just, I didn't understand it. And it went on for hours. And I felt like...
Yeah, fuck cricket, man. I've never liked that sport.
It's not something you can wing, I discovered, with a cricketer if you don't know about cricket.
Cricket is a great sport because they break for tea time.
They do. Yeah.
Every
it's
sport
such a
should,
posh sport.
Every sport should break for tea time. That's what I say.
That's nice.
Just
that's
half time at football, they just make it like an hour instead, and everyone just has like scones and.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet they probably eat them little slender sandwiches that are cut from
cucumber.
Cricketers are getting. Not so much now, because they're starting to make cricket like a real sport, and do you know what I mean? Mm. But before, cricketers used to just be getting pissed, and Phil Tufnell, if have you ever heard of him?
So
is he who Tufnell Park's named after?
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
That is what, it's his manor. He actually owns the Old Tufnell Park, and he lives there.
It's just up the road. Just
became, there's a blue plaque, wasn't there? There it was. There was the blue plaque, because he became so famous for that and for the show that he did. And they put a blue plaque up for him. And then they like just named the area Tufnell Park. For it's true, though.
It used to be called Phil Tufnell Park.
Yeah, Phil Tufnell Park now. Yeah. Most people call it Tufnell Park.
Well, his nickname was The Cat. Right, and it wasn't because of his reaction speed. It was because he numerous times fell asleep in the changing rooms and missed games.
I thought it was because he stank a piss.
Well, cats don't stink of piss.
No, they don't.
Don't they?
No.
Oh, maybe it's just all in my head. Every cat I know stinks of piss.
You're thinking of dogs.
No, cats definitely stink of piss.
Oh, I don't think they
cats
stink.
Don't stink of piss, but dogs fucking stink.
They do have a smell to them, like a stamp smell, I think. Damp animal smell. What? We're not massively dog lovers here, are we?
No, fuck cricket and fuck cats and fuck dogs.
No! You watch your goddamn mouth when you talk about cats around here.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
With your goddamn whore mouth.
I was going to tell you a lot about the evening I had the other day at the NFL, but then we kind of got a little bit distracted with Reese's super interesting story.
We'll come back.
No, it's fine. Right. I wasn't being sarcastic. No, it's being genuine.
Oh, good, bro.
Yeah, it's all good. You need to trust me more, bro. We're in this together.
We'll tease that ahead because we'll get ironic in next, and then we'll come back to the story you were about to tell.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to tell, but I'm going to tell another one actually about a conversation that me and Reese were having yesterday, and the fact that someone was probably spying on us while we were having it. It's FUBAR Radio.
Yo. I wanna wind up on your bumper. I wanna try and get your number. I just wanna get closer. Give me 1 second, let me hold ya. I love the way you move your hips, so. When you wobble it, it's like you dance in calypso. You could do it fast, you could do it so. Back so big, you got me moving on my tiptoe. Yeah, I really wanna meet it. Can't wait to greet it. And if she wants me to eat it, I tell her go first sight, then I beat it. I wanna wind up on your bumper. I wanna try and get your number. I just wanna get closer. Give me 1 second, let me hold ya. Wind up on your bumper. I wanna wind up on your bumper. Wind up on your bumper. I wanna wind, then I wanna see you bust it for me. Bust it for me, yeah. Bust it for me. Bust it for me. Bust it for me. Bust it for me, yeah. Bust it for me, bust it for me, bust it for me. I wanna wind up on your bumper. Bust it for me. I wanna try and get your number. Bust it for me. I just wanna get closer. Bust it for me. Once I am in a big fur jacket, am I pimping or not? Big body gal when she's walking, I watch. I wanna say something, but I'ma say nothing. I don't wanna get no drink on my top. Took her to my crib and we did that bang bang. Then I said, girl, when you're looking to leave, she play fighting and she take off my hat. You wouldn't like it if I take off your weave. White girl gave me the best I ever had. Brain so good I had to text her thanks. I won't eat her, but I'ma treat her. And let her meet the guy that made friends.
manifest a skank. Came to the place in some black Nikes. Came to the rave like I'm looking to beef. Fence tip nails while she crunch up a weave. If you're looking for a grinder, you're looking for me.
I wanna wind up on your bumper. I wanna try and get your number. I just wanna get closer. Give me 1 second, let me hold ya. Wind up on your bumper. I wanna wind up on your bumper. Wind up on your bumper. I wanna wind, then I wanna see you bust it for me. Bust it for me, yeah. Bust it for me. Bust it for me. Bust it for me. Bust it for me, yeah. Bust it for me. Bust it for me. Bust it for me. I wanna wind up on your bumper. Bust it for me. I wanna try and get your number. Bust it for me. I just wanna get closer. Bust it for me. Give me 1 second, let me hold ya.
Jeez.
Can't stop looking at it. Wanna take you home and do it acrobatic. Wanna take you shopping, do it mathematic. Me and you together, that will be a classic. Yeah, that'll be outstanding. I think me and you, we should make a browning. I got a 2-seater, we can roll around in. Check 1-2, tell me how that sounded. I wanna wind up on your bumper. I wanna try and get your number. I just wanna get closer. Give me 1 second, let me hold ya. Wind up on your bumper. I wanna wind up on your bumper. Wind up on your bumper. I wanna wind, then I wanna see you bust it for me. Bust it for me, yeah. Bust it for me. Bust it for me. Bust it for me. Bust it for me, yeah. Bust it for me. Bust it for me. Bust it for me. I wanna wind up on your bumper. Bust it for me. I wanna try and get your number. Bust it for me. I just wanna get closer. Bust it for me. Give me 1 second, let me hold ya.
Lethal Bizzle with Hold You featuring Mo Stack. That's a collaboration that's that I was expecting to happen, actually. I'm quite glad those two got together and
what, Bizzle and Mo Stack?
Yeah, yeah. I like the fact that Bizzle, I kind of analyse Bizzle's lyrics sometimes, and because I think that people kind of are superficial when they listen to Bizzle's lyrics, but I think he might be just like the most motivating guy. He's got a lyric in there where he goes, I want to take you home and do acrobatics. And then he goes, I want to take you shop and do mathematics. He wants her to be the best person she can possibly be. He'll take her to train her as a gymnast, but then he'll go shop. He won't use the calculator on his phone to work out how much. You got to work that out in your head.
You better know that math skills.
Do you know what you had? What did I tell you? Carry the two. Carry the two. That's what I love about Bizzle. He's an undercover genius, and he spits these motivational lyrics that people think, ah, oh, you know, it's grime, it's blah blah blah. But shout out Bizzle.
Tutu Chicken Nando.
You get me? But he's talking about feeding people, for fuck's sake, man. Yeah. You got to look between the lines, man. Bizzle's a champion. Absolutely. Yes. Well, we got another guest in the studio. We had Laura Davis in, and we got another urban star in the midst right now. We got DJ Ironic.
Yo. Cheese. I like the claps.
What's up?
I appreciate
that. Have you dropped the DJ now? Is it just Ironic now?
Do you know what? The label that I was with before tried to do that for so long. Like, they said I need to make sure there's a little difference between the DJ and the Ironic.
Okay.
But I don't know, man. Everyone just calls me. I walk down the street and people say, are you Ironic? I say, yeah. They say, what? DJ Ironic? I'm like, yeah, it's the same. It's the same thing, man. Either way, but yeah, I guess when I'm DJing, it's DJ Ironic. When I'm in artist mode, it's just Ironic, man. But yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Not at all, man.
I can't explain to you how mad this is. You were like a massive name when I was a youth. You know what I mean? Like the amount of I used to bump your songs when I got gal round. You know what I mean?
Right, come on, that's what you got to be doing.
Appreciate
that, man.
Like back of the bus, Walkman phone. Yeah, you know what I mean? D500 plug-in speaker. And that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was the era, man. Nah, but yeah, I had a little break and just been kind of analysing the game and seeing what's going on and just taking a seat back. And then yeah, man, we got this new project I've been working on and it's exciting times, man.
And not you've come back.
Yeah,
as
I was gonna say, because you've got this up and coming rapper on the new single. Yeah,
you might have heard of him. You might
still I heard he's been bubbling under the surface for a bit since about like 93 or some shit.
Yeah, no, we. How I don't know how we pulled that one off.
You had Dog on the goddamn single.
Yeah, do you know what? I ain't even gonna lie. Like working on this album, I was just telling this to my manager. Like it was easier getting Snoop Dogg on a record than it was half of the UK artists that I got on this album. Like,
bro, that's Elton how mad John it is. On
yeah, big up man like Sir Elton. But
that's
man.
CV still. That's a good CV.
It's iconic, man. You know what I'm saying? Nah, do you know what? All the collaborations that I've done in the past that have been mad, like the Elton John one, the Snoop one, even the one with Jessica Lowndes back in the day. Like they've all come randomly and kind of like blessings. Like God's just looking down on me. Like, yo, have this one.
Have Snoop.
Yeah, have Snoop Dogg.
Elton John. I like the fact that those are the gifts God gives to Ironic. You know, absolutely.
you've been a good kid. Yeah, and you know, for me, I feel like I'm always slept on in the game. So maybe this is the time when, you know, God is like, yo, have this one now. Show them who you can bring. So we got the call. My manager was in LA, and he's been working with Ray J and a few other American artists. And Ray J is obviously Snoop's cousin, I think. They're cousins.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
Snoop's everyone.
Ray J is connected to and Ray J is connected to the world. So he was just like, yo, I got this verse from Snoop. Would you guys like it? Because I think something happened where Chris Brown was meant to turn up to a studio session, and he did it. All this madness going on. And then it was like, do you want this Snoop verse? And we got it sent. And then, yeah, we worked on the beat around his verse and then added my bit after and sent it to him. And then, yeah, man.
And he okayed it?
He okayed it. Yeah, he's been tweeting about it. He's done an Instagram video saying, yo, check out the single, everything. So,
amazing.
Yeah, it's legit, man. Yeah.
Uncle Snoop, you know. Have you met? Never had the pleasure of meeting him in person?
No, yeah. I was telling my mum the other day, like, this is the one time you got to let me smoke, I think.
Yeah,
because I don't smoke. But if I meet Snoop, I gotta be able to do that at least.
It's like meeting Santa and not believing in Christmas.
Exactly. But hopefully we can do something soon. Meet up, and we're gonna shoot a video. So you never know.
Yeah, that'd be incredible. But you come from obviously a musical background.
Yeah.
So DJ Ironic, which was obviously the name that people knew first. You grew up DJing
first,
right?
Yeah. A lot of people know that actually. That was my first love.
Don't you just say is it a fact? Family thing, don't you have another DJ in your family?
Basically my uncle is Steve Gordon, who runs Twice as Nice.
That was it.
I was brought into the garage world and was around Soul Solecu when they were coming out with 21 Seconds. I was supporting them as a DJ, young DJ at 13 in the clubs. So that's how it began for me, man.
You had this like life that people like far beyond your age were vexed about. Yeah. You know what I mean? You were just everywhere. Honestly, that's why we were saying the whole thing about, you know, even before you kind of blew up as a star. The name DJ Ironic, you were at every kind of rave that any girls were at.
I appreciate that, man, because not a lot of people know before I turned into an artist.
There's history, man.
Then obviously after I was doing the DJ stuff, I went into production and then done a lot of production for a lot of the North London MCs, Chip and Black the Ripper. And
I suppose if we're going to get nostalgic, like, how did we've figured out how the Snoop collaboration came about, the Elton John one. Obviously, you know, it was a sample, wasn't it?
It was a sample,
Tiny Dot sample, but then the fact that he let you credit his name.
He did. He was actually very supportive, man. Even after the song went to number 3, he called me up after and was like, congratulations, da da da. You sent me a bottle of champagne,
nice,
some flowers and everything. So
I sent you lots of flowers. Yeah. Have you seen that guy's flower budget?
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
it's more than most countries spend on their defence. I swear to God, that guy apparently something like, I swear it's in the millions. Flowers. Yeah. So if he sent you like 12 roses, then you need to send them back and be like, I know you got more.
Wedding's coming up.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know how that come about? My record label at the time was just like, yo, we need a crossover single after the ones we've done. And then my A&R came to me with the sample and he was like, I think we should go for this. And at first I was like, I don't know, man, if it's me, I don't know if it's my lane. I wasn't into the whole commercial. Like, I know people like say Stay With Me and songs that are out of commercial, but these are songs that I made in my bedroom. So
went commercial by accident. Because it was so nang. Exactly. Do you know what I mean? It had no other choice.
So having this structure come together with the sample, I was like, I don't know, man. But then we went in the studio, we worked on it, and then at the end I was like, you know what, we need someone who's doing well right now from North London. And then we hit up Chip. And then he came by, done his verse, and then boom, rest was history, man.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
Sick.
Well, let's kind of fast forward back to the present day now, and should we get into the new single?
Yes.
We've actually got a question.
We've got a hump as well coming through.
Yeah, no, I thought we were going to get into the single and then do that, but we can do it this way. It's fine.
Yeah.
So, are you into football at all, by any chance?
I'm not. Is this going to ruin the question?
Yeah, well, someone's emailed in, Andy, has emailed in and just said, a Liverpool or Seville going to win tonight? Who are you going with?
I didn't even know there was a football match on tonight.
Champions League.
Have a guess. Have a guess. He's probably putting a flutter on and he wants you to sprinkle a bit of luck on it. So have a guess. Liverpool or Seville?
Liverpool.
There you go.
Andy. Liverpool.
Put the money on Liverpool, Andy, because we know that's what this is about.
And then Liverpool are going to win anyway. They're not going
to. Don't come for me if they don't, though, bro.
Yeah, yeah. And make sure you split the winnings with them if they do.
Also, Liverpool lost 5-0 in the last game. Did I'm just going to put that up.
Who's the other team, though? I've never heard of
Seville,
them.
Seville, the Spanish.
Good Spanish team.
Oh, they're good, yeah.
And they're all right.
Yeah.
Sorry to all the football fans, by the way, man.
Nah, it's all right, mate. It's all right. You've got more important things to think about, isn't it? Like getting Snoop on tracks. Man, fuck football.
So we also have a segment on the show where we help our listeners with their humps, their hump day helps, their Wednesday wisdoms, their problems that they have. They get in touch with us and we help them out. So let's get
so
to
you
that.
Lot are like the Jeremy Carl.
Sure.
The
we are like this.
It's Bro Pro with your hosts Michael Payne, Reece Sanders, with special guest
DJ Ironic.
You sounded just like him as well. DJ Ironic.
He was having a drink. I thought it was getting a bit.
I thought he brought his decks and his mixer. Didn't he? DJ Ironic.
Quickly.
Let's do a quick set.
We got a quick hump off Ronnie.
Who's that?
Don't know. Okay. Just Ronnie, innit?
Ronnie, yeah.
He said, I overheard my flatmates talking about what they should pack on holiday and sex toys came up. Jeez. Then they talked about dildos, wax and other things. Jeez. That's their private life, whatever. But they recently told us during a drinking game that they had sex in the kitchen a few times. This changes everything. How do we ensure they keep their anal beads away from our fruit bowl?
Jesus Christ. Hey, first of all, sorry, Mum, if you're listening. It's about to get explicit. Do you know what? I don't know. That's a tough question. You know,
I reckon put irritants on every surface.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, that's hidden. That's going to certify.
You get me?
That there's not going to be no.
They're going to be too embarrassed to come to you with like, oh, I've got this mad rash, you know, on my back off. Like, they're not going to be able to say it to you. So you're just going to have to watch them sort of walk around in discomfort, knowing. Yeah. You get me?
We got Ronnie. That's the maddest question I've heard.
I put mouse traps as well.
Mouse traps are a good one.
You're a bastard. You are. Jesus.
I don't have a problem with having sex in the kitchen. That's not my issue. It's Ronnie's issue.
No, but anal beads in the fruit bowl is a bit of a.
That's a bit
team,
mad.
That's
yeah.
a bit.
You don't want to mistake them for plums.
And, but there's also two of them. There's only one of Ronnie. That's two it's against
true,
one.
Yeah,
yo, if Ronnie can't get beat in the kitchen, whose fault's that?
Exactly. It's Ronnie's fault. Ronnie's fault.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Who would
put an anal bead in a fruit bowl as well?
Where do you keep
yours?
In the fridge. Oh, right. Yeah, makes sense.
Keep them cold.
Keep it. It's nice.
In Vaseline in the fridge.
Nice to have that. Oh, yeah.
Always lubricated.
You got the shelf, you got the meat shelf, you got the sex toy
in their
shelf.
Own sections.
You got the different sections.
Is that what that little crisper at the bottom's for?
Yeah. It's the sex toy bag.
That's
amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
That's cool,
but
man.
But before you leave, we are going to get into your brand new single. Yeah. So before you introduce the single, just let people know that don't know where they can find you on social media nowadays.
You can catch me everywhere from Twitter, Facebook, everywhere. It's just DJ Ironic. YouTube, DJ Ironic, everything. I got my album coming, actually. That's what this single's from. It's called Truth Be Told. It's out on September 22nd, so that's next week.
Big up.
Next Friday, man. It's going to be big, and I got my launch party show. You lot are coming down to
Natalie's been gassed about it.
It's in my manner anyway, so I'm very excited.
That's on the same night of the release. We got some big features, and yes, it's going to be a good time, man.
So brilliant. Happy. So if you do us the honour of introducing your new single,
this is my brand new single. It's your boy Ironic. It features the legend, the icon Snoop Dogg. This one's tough.
Yeah, man, we ain't having a good time tonight. Let me hit that shit, nigga. Snoop Dogg. It's Ironic. Good time, right now. Yep, my nigga, I show you how. Where I'm from, it's so rough, so tough. Slow it down. Good time, right now. Yeah, my brother, I'll show you how. Where I'm from, it's so rough, so tough. Slow it down. Grind so hard till the daylight. Yeah. Life so good, got a mainline. Yeah. Tell a bad girl, better take time. But when I'm back home, better make time. Look, this is legendary. Yeah. I
ain't gonna stop to the cemetery. No. Half of you lie like Jim Carrey, yeah. But you know that I'm cold like Ben and Jerry. These days I just kick back. No time for no chit chat. Tell them bring the mic, man, we'll rip that. I don't stop for no lip back. At the same time, I keep it humble though. Confident, my girl love me loads. I do this for the art, but the money grows. Doing what I love and I'm touching souls, so it's a good time.
Right now, yep, my nigga, I show you how. Where I'm from, it's so rough, so tough, slow it down.
Good time, right now. Yeah, my brother, I'll show you how.
Where I'm from, it's so rough, so tough, slow it down.
Look, I come alive in the nighttime. Yeah. I try survive in the nighttime. Yeah. You know, it's real life at the nighttime. Some of you couldn't handle the limelight. Boom. Yeah, gone 10 years, I ain't had enough. 10 long years on a camera. Damn. Try keep up, need stamina. But you can't catch up, you ain't running off. This year, I ain't playing no games. Man, better stay in their lanes. Ain't nothing changed but the fame. But I ain't changed, I'm the same. Bringing that love and rage. New chapter, new page. Dizzy bust the door, then I came. And from there, it was on to the stage.
Right now, yep, my nigga, I show you how. Where I'm from, it's so rough, so tough, slow it down.
Good time, right now. Yeah, my brother, I'll show you how.
Where I'm from, it's so rough, so tough, slow it down. Man, I'm in a zone, knick-knack, 20 sack, brown bag, cognac, smoke down, in a cloud, lights down, blowing loud. Yep, my nigga, I show you how. Yep, my nigga, I show you how. Yep, my nigga, I show you how. Slow creep, forget a bed, no sleep.
But when I found my dream, man, I took a leap. And where we rolling out, you know we rolling deep.
At a time, yeah. At a line, wide eye, turned up.
Man, it's turned up, you know it's really lit. You got the smoke, you know I got the drink. All night.
Good time, right now. Yep, my nigga, I show you how. Where I'm from, it's so rough, so tough, slow it down.
Good time, right now. Yeah, my brother, I'll show you how.
Where I'm from, it's so rough, so tough, Snoop Dogg.
Legendary business. Ain't nobody done it like this before. UK to US. Yeah.
That's Ironic featuring Snoop with Tough, his brand new single from his forthcoming album out on next Friday.
Truth be told.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Not Tough.
No, Tough is the single. The album's called Truth
okay.
Be Told.
Okay. Yes, 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 yes. I was going to tell you a lot about my experience over the weekend at the NFL party, mm-hmm. but I kept getting distracted because
Reece
told us this great story about Goodwood, which was a good story, by the way. You should tell it again.
And then we can talk about cricket again for a bit.
Yeah, everything's been more interesting than your story, bro. I think that's the issue.
Honestly, I'm scared to tell it now.
No, please, I want to hear it.
Well, no, do you know what? The thing is, like, the NFL party was great. Shout out to NFL UK for inviting me down and... you know, shout out to Hector Bellerin, who I see at every single NFL party I go to. I love that guy so much. Thank you. I actually said to him, I had the privilege of being able to tell Hector Bellerin to his face that I'm very glad he stayed at Arsenal.
Oh, he's a footballer.
So if nothing else, yeah, he's a footballer. He's an Arsenal defender.
Oh.
And we dined on. Actually, I didn't get any fucking food. I had a few glasses of white wine and that, and that was great. But the thing is, Reece couldn't come.
Why?
To that event because he was in Goodwood.
Because Hector Bellerin was there.
Because Hector Bellerin was there. They can't be in the same place at the same time. Because he's Tottenham's goalie. Reece is Tottenham's goalie.
I look like Hugo Lloris. So I'm not even Hugo. I just look like him. So every time we like cross paths, he accidentally, you know, just.
What's his name? Hugo Lloris?
Hugo Lloris.
I thought you meant like Hugh Laurie, but that's what you were calling him, the actor.
Oh, yeah, the French Hugh Laurie. Hugo Lloris.
That's not that unreasonable. Like, oh, Hugo Lloris.
But he plays a doctor called Maison.
Oh, he's fit. Is that Hugo Lloris?
What, and I'm not. Why did you say that?
My joke was great.
Sorry.
Yeah. I said he plays a doctor called Maison.
Thank
you very much. Jesus Christ.
Who was that fella on screen a minute ago?
Hugo Lloris. What?
That was Tottenham's goalie, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Reece's doppelganger.
Wee-wee.
Also, what did Hector Bellerin talk to you about High Sports News? Because I'm assuming he wanted to come on, right?
He did, but you know, obviously, it's High Sports News.
He's busy right now.
Yeah, exactly. Avoiding controversial things.
Sure.
So he's busy avoiding controversy.
Okay.
But you know what? The like I said, the NFL party was great. But, you know, owing to Reece's absence, I couldn't really... I'm a peacock, you know. When Reece is there, it kind of puts me in my element and I really thrive at social functions. Oh. You know, Reece went there, so I was in a bit of a shell. You know, I was in a bit of a shell.
Did you go on your own then?
No, I went with my pal Daniil. Oh. You know Daniil, innit?
I do, yeah.
Very good friend of mine.
You can't peacock in front of Daniil.
Well, you can, but he's
too cool, innit?
He's too cool, innit? Like, when I go to parties with him,
he knows all the, like, you know, the roadmen, innit? So we just jam with them, and I can't really be myself.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because you're moist if you're.
You know what I mean? I can't. It's like Sweden. I can't even dance. Yeah, I'm not even allowed to just.
Yeah. Can't bust a move in front of a roadman.
Can't.
Unless
I can't.
It's that one.
Okay.
You know about the direct correlation between roadman behaviour and Swedish behaviour. Yeah.
Right. It's well known. It's very well known, yeah.
So anyway, that party, I'm going to put down to. It was good. It was good. But. We went to another party yesterday, courtesy of Glen Morangi Whiskey.
Glen Morangi.
Which also, can I say, every single person we've told about this party has looked at us like we are now whiskey experts.
Like, oh, Glen, we were in the street one guy went, oh, Glen Morangi, single randomly. Malt, sipping whiskey. Look, oh, I can't believe that.
This guy just randomly just walking by in a trilby in a briefcase with an umbrella, proper English guy, you know what I'm saying? Like, did you just say you were at the Glen Morangi, man?
Oh.
You know what I mean? That never really
happened. Did like a skip and a whistle as he left.
It's a nice, I don't know anything about whiskey because I don't drink it, but it's a nice whiskey.
It is a nice whiskey. Especially when you mix it with Freeness. And other mixers.
Weirdly tastes much nicer when they've got the freeness about
absolutely.
Them. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Even in the cocktails, because they knew I was coming in, it was like, you know, lemon, whatever they called, Agnostore, bitters and blah, 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 with a hint of freeness.
They never taste as well when they are more like a £7-ness.
Yeah, I don't like that ingredient. No, when they put that little ingredient at the end with the pound sign and the seven. No, I don't take, can I hold the £7? I love the cocktail, but hold the £7, please.
We were drinking some cocktails last night.
Trust me.
Okay, so what was this event? I know it's for Glen Morangi, but for what?
It's a collaboration with a bike manufacturer called Renova, and they've made get this as well.
This is sick.
This is a sick bit of trivia. Mm-hmm. So the guy, the like maybe the CEO, maybe or the basically certainly the guy who designed this bike for Renova. What do you reckon his fucking surname is?
Bike.
Motherfucking Wheeler. His surname is Wheeler.
Well, it's the obvious thing he had to do then. He had to work.
He had
bike,
to. That's
so
exactly
what
else.
Was his name? Glenn
I
or
think
Dave?
It was Ken Wheeler.
Ken Wheeler.
So I kept thinking Glenn Whelan from Stoke. That's what.
But yeah, what he was a fine gentleman to chat to. My friend, who's an avid cyclist and also a cycle delivery courier, he. Spent a couple of minutes chatting to him, a few minutes chatting to him in the back, strangely.
Yeah, like where the kitchen was. They went through to the where people coming out from food and they went back there for a chat, so.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, you must really like bikes.
Yeah. Did you meet anybody interesting there? Anything happen?
Nah, we were probably the most interesting people there.
Okay.
Well, you definitely were. You got a photo in the paper.
Oh, yeah. I got put in the unit. I got added to the.
I saw that the standard.
Sure, you've been standard for their diversity.
So in the paper, there's a section where there are lots of other people who are at the party. They've got a nice background to them, haven't they?
They've got frames. They've got frames. I got a cutout.
Also,
I got some cutout, some scrapbook thing, bro.
When did someone take you on your own for a photo as well?
When we first got in there.
All right, okay. Remember? Okay. No, I didn't arrive with you. I didn't arrive with you, did I?
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. It's so funny, though, because... everyone gets this frame for their photo, nice squared off photo.
Yeah.
And it's just me added in, looking like making it like a fucking scrapbook.
Right on the end as well. So if you want, you could tear that bit of the paper out.
Yeah. Just cut you out of it.
This photo, in like little brackets, says this photo is also available without Michael Payne.
I think that's what they do when they're giving out standard, with Michael Payne or without. They just have two people giving out two.
Shad evening standard, wow. For real. Diversity quotas for the win, you get me? I love the fact it was the evening standard as well. It was probably going to go into like the morning papers, innit? They're like, no.
It must have been George Osborne now he edits it. He was in there like,
no, shit, yeah. Hold tight, George Osborne.
Yeah.
He's actually did something for me for once.
Gideon, as his real name is.
What?
It's Gideon Osborne.
George's real name is Gideon. That's a much better name.
Gideon's a good name.
I think I stayed in a hotel room after him before.
He left the Bible.
Yeah. I knew that was coming as well. I'm going to...
Sorry. I just went and gave away the
name. No, that was good. It was like Karajoki. Do you know what I mean? We can all get involved.
We all got that. And
fun to share with your friends.
Yeah.
Karajoki. That's good.
New 2017 jokes. Totally inclusive.
Oh, his name's George Gideon Oliver Osborne.
Okay.
Everyone,
I don't know if you go around telling people my real name's William, yeah? Just because it's my middle name.
Yeah. Either way, his name is G-O as well.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what.
G-G-O-O.
G-G-O-O. Yeah. George Gideon Oliver. Okay.
Old type George Osborne.
Yeah.
AKA GGOO. Go.
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 If it was the other way around, though, I would have preferred it, so it would have been Goo Goo, and I would have liked that.
Yeah, or Go Go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it would have been
Go Go. George Oliver, Gideon Osborne would have been Go Go. See, what's he done? What's he done?
Well, it's just to rethink his name. It's probably his parents' fault. It's not really him. But.
So, anyway, we're at this Glenn Morangi and Renovo collaborative party launch, and. For some reason, Reese and I keep talking about. No, he was telling me about a friend of his.
Oh, no. But you know, as I've been at Goodwood, and I was saying all the models were like glamour models, or a lot of them were actresses and dancers and stuff like that. One of them was the face of Durex Cockrings.
Yeah.
At the party last night?
One of the girls I worked with at Goodwood.
One of her previous jobs was as the face of Durex Cockrings.
Why do they have a face, the Cockrings?
That's what I said.
Why?
So the advert, right? So this is what we were talking about when someone recorded this conversation.
On some 1980s video camera. This guy had a video camera on his fucking shoulder. When was the last time you saw that?
You don't see that.
From more than one angle, he swapped angles to get different...
He's getting us an angle fully... If you could lip read... There's only one thing you could possibly say, and if you say cockring, and it's, do you know what I mean?
That's
and
why it's cockring. Especially if you go the face of cockring, he was like, "What? How does that work? Let me go over."
To be fair, I would have pulled my conversation. I would have pulled my camera out if I saw someone having that conversation. Where's this going?
Let me go back to the van and get my camera. Let me go back to the news van. Some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles news van. Came back with fucking, what's her name? April.
Karen, sure.
Fucking hell.
But, yeah, so the advert is set in Viking times.
Whatever. For the cock ring?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, I heard the advert was shot in the Viking times. I was like,
Yeah, it was. Really old. Really
it's
old.
Been around for a long time.
She's an old girl. Yeah. Old girl. But yeah, so the advert is this Viking, and he's riding across various, you know, rough terrain and through forests and this, that, and the other. And it's her waiting at home for her man to come back and see to her, I suppose.
A long week of raping and pillaging.
Yeah.
He's back to make love to his woman.
Yeah.
So as he comes back, so it's all about how he gets back. He comes back, she jumps on top of him. And she doesn't want him to bust nuts straight away. Mm-hmm. So she goes into the top drawer and gets out the cock rings, and then it's like her.
With a little wink. Is that what a cock ring's for?
Oh, I didn't know that until she told me either.
To stop you bussing nuts.
And
I thought it was just... Actually, I've never really thought about the functions of a cock ring. No. I thought it was just to make your balls and cock look closer together.
No, it's to, it's like tight at the back so you don't actually... It stops you bussing.
Oh.
Oh. It's just like... Okay. It's like... It's like antiperspirant, but for ejaculation.
Mm.
No, because, like...
Yeah, because antiperspirant stops you sweating.
Yeah. Yeah, but this also stops you, like, getting to the point of climax as well, kind of thing, and for ages, do you know what I mean?
So what happens? Like, does it just get stored up, or, like...
It just, like, cuts the circulation, do you know what I mean?
Well, if you take off the cock ring, will it all just come out?
It's not like a crocodile clip, you know what I mean? You know, like...
It's a sphincter.
Pinching the tip and just...
It's really...
That would be incredible if it was, though. Like a string on a balloon.
Or like a cork. Yeah,
you take it off and it just goes... you just fly around the room bouncing off walls and shit.
That wouldn't work for me, though, because I've got two holes in my bell end.
Have you? Oh, because you got a King George.
Oh, a Prince Albert.
Prince Albert.
King George.
You got a Tutankhamun.
I thought he had it removed, the Prince George. Prince Albert.
Yeah, but that's what leaves the hole now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but it did not fill up after a while.
It's constantly moist, isn't it? So it doesn't...
Oh, is it?
What?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
What do you mean it's constantly... Let's not have this conversation.
Why?
Because you go for...
Moist?
I think how often you go for a...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
So it gets moist, so... It never actually fully heals up, so just like it drips when I piss. So
have you ever been with a lady?
Yeah, before.
Okay,
once
good.
Or twice.
Okay, good chat. No, have you ever been with a lady and she has gone like, oh, what's those two holes in your prince up?
No, because it's right on the bottom of your bell end. You know what I mean? And you don't really look at the. I don't know, but no one's ever said anything. However, when I used to have it in, I used to get told to take it out.
What?
For modelling.
Yeah.
Why? Because it might
through the clothes. No.
No. This is a linen trousers shoot. You're gonna have to. It's affecting the flash, mate.
Well, because they took it out in case it's supposed to be pleasurable, though, isn't it?
No.
I bet when you were going through like the rap phase, you had a massive cubic zirconia.
Yeah, man, definitely.
Why did you have it?
A dollar sign.
Because when I was young, I was very easily peer pressured. You know what I mean? I think I wanted to just show off. Mm. So, right. Like,
people. How did you get from bunning a zoot to doing that?
Yeah. That's literally what happened. That's literally what happened. I mean, we were bunning a zoot on the way to go meet some people. And walked past this place. And I used to have loads of earrings and that. And I was looking at the piercing price because I was like, oh, I paid 15 quid for mine and it's only fucking £10 in here. And then someone went, it's only £40 to get your dick pierced. And I was like, 40 quid to get your dick pierced? Like, you got to have a lot of dick to want to pay for it, you know what I mean? You need a pneumatic drill, that's how much electricity, do you know what I mean? I'm like, 40 quid. And my mates went, yeah, you were fucking scared, you know what I mean? You wouldn't get it done, you pussy. And I was like, yeah, I would, but I'm not paying 40 quid. And then they were like, all right, we'll pay if you get it done. And I was like, yeah, all right, I'll get it done now.
So they had a little whip round for you to get your dick pierced.
No, it got fucking stitched up, didn't I? I was like, all right, cool, went in, paid, whatever. Yeah, we'll give you the money back. Never saw that. And then I had an extra hole in my dick for the rest of my life.
Nightmare.
Hole in my pocket, hole in my dick, you know.
Did it feel nice? Did you like it?
So the day that I had it pierced, it didn't hurt. So they get the syringe and they put it down your japs eye.
And they spray something.
Yeah.
Don't say that word.
No. Oh, yeah,
and,
sorry.
And they spray something on it.
I apologise. Oh, I just like to apologise for saying that. I didn't even think.
Well, they numb it, don't they, with a spray or a cream or something?
Yes, yeah, like
the area.
A spray.
Yeah, yeah.
And that hurts like fuck. That burns. Do you know what I mean? That is... It's like someone's poured molten lava down your penis and I didn't think right now. But then after that, for like the next 24 hours, didn't hurt. And it was my mate's 21st birthday, so it was like, what, 7 years ago, something like that. And that was the first time I met his mum and dad, and I had like, they put a like tissue around your penis, then they put like what looks like a rubber glove finger, and then like an elastic band. So I get there and I was drunk by this point as well.
It seems like so much procedure.
Yeah.
And I took it off and I was like, oi, like, whatever, to my mate's mum and dad, who I'd never met before. But then they took me in as one of their own, loved it. But then I was in the toilet in this bar and I was having a piss, and because of the ring, it came out the top of the ring, the bottom of the ring, and then the bottom of my penis, right? So I was pissing in four directions, and there's four urinals, so I'm like stood back with my penis turned sideways trying to spray him here. And I've gathered a crowd, like people are cheering me on, calling me like, calling me Wolverine Dick, like all sorts. It was great, and that whole day was fine. You know what I mean? Didn't hurt. And then for the next month after that, I've never been in as much pain. It took me 45 minutes to have a piss.
And where were they then? Where were the crowd then? When you really needed.
But I was crying in my bed.
Those bad days, you know,
like
what I mean?
Blood and like, and they tell you not to drink for 2 weeks, right? I got drunk that first day, thinking like, why? Do you know what I mean? My dick's not going to drop off. Well, the sugar and salt in alcohol. You never put salt in an open flesh wound.
Nah.
Stings.
Try not to.
Yeah. Bro, ooh. Never.
I would have taken it out.
I couldn't have sex for like a month. Do you know how difficult that is?
You know, I don't think you deserve to be having sex if you'll get a peer pressure into getting your dick pierced.
Yeah,
isn't
it?
One day I was at my mum's house. Yeah, I went around for like Sunday dinner or something, but I was at my mum's house anyway. And she walked into the living room. She didn't know about it, obviously, because why would she? She walked in, she went, I've heard about it. I hope it withers up and drops off.
Wow.
And that's the story of how
that's
I've got two holes in my penis.
That's a lovely story about the cock ring story. So that's nice.
Yeah. And also shout out to the cameraman who was who got the whole conversation for all the lip reading massive from both angles.
And then he got another conversation later on where we were talking about something just as incriminating.
Yeah, it was. No, I can't remember what it was now, but we got to do is give him a shout.
We were talking about booty.
Were we?
Yeah.
That sounds like something we would definitely be talking about at a whiskey party.
Yeah, that's the obvious. Two topics. Cock ring, booty, and maybe whiskey if you've got time.
Yeah, we didn't really spend too much time. We did talk about whiskey with like, can't remember the lady's
owner,
name.
The guy who...
Oh, shit, we spoke to the guy who actually
makes a whiskey.
Makes Glen Morangi. I think his name was Glen Morangi. No, that's what it is.
He had a zoot suit on, pinstripe. Glen Morangi.
His name's Glen Moran, but he's like he's a road man. So like, what's your name? He's like Glen Morangi.
Yeah.
You get me? And he makes whiskey.
But yeah, it was a good event. Shout out Glen Morangi. I had good fun. I had
absolutely
loads of whiskey.
And you've literally just made me a whiskey connoisseur among my friends. So there's that as well.
And it now 103 whiskeys. So thank you very much
for real. For Smirnoff,
Captain Morgan, and Tanqueray.
Don't forget Stella.
Yeah.
Stella Artois.
So you know four. Glen Morangi
get
as
me.
Well.
And Glen Morangi. Yeah.
Well. No, it's Glen Moran.
Yeah, it's Glen Morangi. Let's get into a song now, and when we get back, we'll see if we've got any humps to get. It's FUBAR Radio.
Chemistry is but a strange concoction.
Saw Mr. Duke's like a live session. Someone randomly played. No, not live. So I was okay. I was watching a live session on YouTube. I can't remember who it was that played him to me, but I couldn't tell which one was Mr. Duke's. It's a band called Mr. Duke's, which is super confusing.
Yeah, I think it's a guy. I was trying to do some research.
Do you reckon it's the bald guy?
I think it's an English guy, Mr. Duke's. I think his name's Jack something.
Mm-hmm.
And on the album that he's got out now, he's got a whole bunch of guest stars on it, Charles Bradley and all kinds of other people. And I think he's like the producer overseas.
Yes, I know. Yeah. But it was just, I suppose, yeah. It was watching it live on video and identifying it. Someone referring to it as Mr. Duke's and not knowing who Mr. Duke's was. I just wanted to, you know,
Jack
give
Stedman.
Him his kudos.
Jack Stedman has finally come out as Mr. Duke's. He is Mr. Duke's.
Okay.
One guy, so.
He's finally come out.
Yeah, well, Mr. Duke's
is a
sexuality.
Mr. Duke's. But I like his stuff a lot.
Yeah, so do I. I'm a big fan of that new one, especially because Horace Andy and De La Soul are on it.
Mm.
Travel news now. There's a monster that's been found blocking an East London sewer.
I was wondering why I couldn't get down there the other day.
It's mad.
Well, you couldn't get into the sewer.
I could get down, but I couldn't get through.
Right.
Wanted to go visit Teenage Mutant, because we wanted to tell them, I think someone's got a camera that might
belong to them.
Just trying to return it.
So a 250 metre long fatberg. That sounds disgusting.
It sounds so wrong, doesn't it?
I need to know what a fatberg is.
Oh, we'll get into that. Weighing 130 tonnes has been found blocking a sewer.
Okay.
The solid mass of congealed fat, wet wipes, nappies, oil and condoms.
What?
formed in the Victorian era tunnel in Whitechapel, which is round the corner from my gaff.
I think I might have one of these under my bed.
There's so much horrible about it. I'm just sorry. It just, it's even disgusting. The wet wipes, nappies, condoms is bad enough, but when it's fat as well,
it's all held together by a mass of congealed fat. Thames Water described it as one of the largest it had seen and said it would take 3 weeks to remove. The company's head of waste networks, Matt Rimmer.
Rimmer, head of waste.
No wonder you got a head of waste, mate. It's your occupation, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's running. Got to clean it with his tongue, that's it.
Sorry, Matt.
Sorry, Mr. Rimmer.
The company's head of waste networks said, "It's a total monster and taking a lot of manpower and machinery to remove as it's set hard."
That sounds like he could be talking out of context of just like a penis. It's a total monster. It's taking a lot of manpower and machinery to remove as it's set hard. That sounds like a filthy bit in a
book. Sorry, you want to know about my job as well?
Yeah. Okay. Not about my dick.
Well, The company says fatbergs form when people put things they shouldn't down sinks and toilets. Mm. No shit.
Who's putting a condom down a toilet?
Me.
Are you?
Well, yeah, where are you putting them?
No, in a bin.
What, and I'm just going to have my fucking... One side of it's full of my sperm, the other side of it's covered in your juices, and I'm just going to let it ferment in the bottom
condoms
of my bin.
Don't flush.
I wrap them in tissue.
Yeah.
No, put
yeah.
them in the bin. Who's throwing a nappy down the toilet and flushing it?
That's a mad
not...
thing. Do you know what I mean? How does that even get flushed down?
Yeah,
I
for
don't
real.
Know, actually, but
nappies
yeah.
are way too big to be flushing down toilets.
Yeah, I think that's condoms silly. Are too. They should do flushable condoms, make them.
Yeah, they
no,
should,
because that would mean that they'd have to disintegrate in the water, which means that when you're having sex with other fluids, it just disintegrates.
Yeah, you'd have water-based lube.
Oh,
and
God,
just
yeah,
like, oh,
that's
fuck,
true.
Babe.
That's not going to work.
I put a condom on, didn't I, babe? The company says fatbergs form, yet when people put things they shouldn't down at sinks and toilets. It's basically like trying to break up concrete, Mr. Rimmer said. It's frustrating as these situations are totally avoidable and caused by fat, oil and grease being washed down sinks and wipes flushed down the loo. The sewers are not an abyss for household rubbish, and our message to everyone is clear. Please bin it, don't block it. Mm-hmm. The fatberg is about as heavy as 11 double-decker buses. I hate when they use that as like a gauge, like I've ever tried to lift a double-decker bus.
Why do they use double-decker buses for height, weight, and... Like, I've never measured one, you get me?
Exactly.
I've never measured the weight of one.
Carry one, like lift one up.
Innit?
Why are we getting told about this shit? Oh, yeah, did you know a blue whale is the length of... Motherfucker, just tell me the length in metres, man.
Innit? Then if you say 30 metres, I'll go,
all right, cool, sick. I'm
going
to walk
big.
30 metres now, and I'm going to know, all right, if I was walking past the blue whale, it would be able to eyeball me for time before I got past it.
Where am I going to get 30 double-decker buses from and shit? Do you know what I mean?
Then again, at any bus stop.
That's true.
I can't even find one when I get to the bus stop.
That's
more time. You know
you just got to wait for them all to come along at once. That's a blue whale.
It must be accurate, though, because they could have gone for 10. They've gone for 11 double-decker buses.
Yeah, for real.
So it must be right.
For real. Or when they say, oh, it's the size of a football pitch. Say if you ain't ever been to a football match.
Yeah.
How are you... What is that doing to your mind?
And also, football pitches vary in size. There's a minimum and maximum length and a minimum and maximum width that a football pitch can be.
There you go.
So that's like saying, oh, yeah, well, it's actually as long as that bit of string. Now, what bit of string? How long's that bit of string?
Work at Whitechapel Road to remove the immense fatberg started this week.
Okay.
So two more weeks left.
How many people does it take to remove a fatberg?
Oh, wait, I think I know this one.
How do they chisel at it? All this oil and condom and nappies and... Oh.
Well, there's an answer for that, actually.
Yeah.
Eight.
Oh, it takes, okay.
Yeah, eight workers will break up the mass with high-pressure hoses, suck up the pieces into tankers...
They have to suck
how
up
do
with
do
the mouth.
Orally? Yeah. And take it to a recycling site in Stratford.
Ooh, wow.
They've got to suck up the goo in their mouth and
oil.
Spit it into a tanker. How much are they on a year?
A lot. I hope they're on everything. Whatever they ask for, I hope they get.
Yeah. This should be like thinking, do you know what this is like? Mm. This is our very own Armageddon.
Yeah.
That's what it is. They're basically going to get immunity from now on. All their crimes in the past. You've never seen Armageddon, have you, Reese?
Okay, that's a film with
Reese
Bruce Willis.
Reese was just looking at me. Just
I know
like,
the song.
Ben Affleck. I don't want to miss a thing.
Yeah,
and
it's
I
from
don't
basically
miss
the
a thing.
The plot of Armageddon is there's a massive meteorite heading for the Earth, and it will bring about the total destruction of mankind as we know it. So eight is it? I'm sure it's even the same number.
I think it is.
I'm sure it's about eight. A crack team of
crack team. I know some crack teams. You know what I mean?
Especially in East London.
Yeah. Literally, I think I met him.
I reckon that you literally just got some crackheads to go down there.
Well, go suck
to
it up.
The sewer, yeah. Go. It. It's like, look, £100.
What we got to do is suck up the oil in the condoms and the nappies, spit it, take it down to Stratford, take it in your mouth down to Stratford, £100, yeah. Yeah,
I reckon
cool.
That's what they did.
Yeah.
And but anyway, in Armageddon, they have to. They're miners. They work on an oil rig in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. And Bruce Willis is their kind of boss. So they go up and they get trained really quickly to go out to space, be astronauts. That, yeah. And then they have to mine. Drill a hole through the centre of this meteorite or an asteroid, I can't remember which is which, and plant this explosive that will then, when they detonate it, will force it into two halves that will pass by Earth.
Don't they all die?
Well, that's a spoiler.
That's
it's a massive spoiler.
Well, I've never seen the film when I knew, so that spoiler. Okay, that film that came out in like 92.
They don't all die.
Need to watch the film. You literally give away the whole plot
they don't,
and the
they don't all die at all. That's bullshit. They don't.
They don't want to miss a thing, so they come back. That's why they die.
They have a ride at Disneyland, right? You know I've been on it.
So Armageddon?
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. And you go into this like.
You never come back. No. Just get on it. Where they come?
That's it. They never come back. That's what happens, isn't it? Surprise. Anyway. and you're going. It's one of them ones where you like walk around and like the rooms shake and then you're in one room at the end and something happens and then everything sets on fire and.
They probably took out the bit about planting a bomb in it.
Yeah, no. That's one of the. That's when it like blows up and then everything goes on fire and then you're in this like little room thing. Yeah.
Fair play.
I'm surprised.
I mean, it's probably not there now after what's happened in recent years. It was 1996, I think, when I went 97. Yeah, yeah.
I think Ben Affleck, Liv Tyler was in it as well.
Bruce Willis, Ving Rhames.
Yeah, Ving was in it. There's a lot of other people. Steve Buscemi is in it?
Buscemi is in it.
He is in it.
What?
Mate, it's a stellar cast.
Does that
mean that Adam Sandler's got something to do with it then?
Why? Because it's Steve Buscemi.
Because
he's in every Adam Sandler film.
Yeah, he is. Steve Buscemi. In a cameo.
I hate Adam Sandler, I just detest the fact that they love each other.
Because he's done like one good film once and then made a career of going, it was joking like Billy Madison. Do you know what I mean? Get over it, bro.
It was a joke when you look like Jim from American Pie. Stop it now.
No, I don't like the one that. You probably like him, but I feel the same way about this guy as Jim Carrey. I can't.
Watch your mouth.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
We're going to have to end the show in a minute as well. And we might have to end it on that, so you better fucking take that back right now.
You should, you know, you've got 5 minutes.
He does the voicey stuff, and you're like,
He does a billion different stuff. He's done serious, he's done drama, he's done comedy. The Mask, best film ever.
No, I hate that film.
You fucking what? You?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
That is incredible. You're trolling.
No, I'm not serious. I like some of the serious things that he did. What's that one? The Truman Show.
Truman Show is incredible.
Truman Show is good.
You don't like Bruce Almighty?
No, I've seen this.
What's wrong with you, Natalie, man? Seriously, what's wrong with you?
The Mask! The Mask. One of the
Me, Myself, and Irene.
Yeah.
The Cable Guy.
Yeah.
No, not that film.
Ace Ventura.
Blood!
No.
Oh my, that's not
even. I've seen all these films.
No,
you know
I've
what I mean?
Some of them, but I doesn't like I
the
didn't
Grinch.
Like it. No.
You are the Grinch, innit?
You must be.
I just haven't seen them all because now I'm like I don't want to see a Jim Carrey film unless he's being serious. Although you see that interview he did the other day that was kind of really awkward. It's like I'm not me. We're not here.
Yeah. You don't exist. He told this woman he was trying to interview him that she didn't exist.
Yeah. And what happened? Everyone's like, oh, he's so funny. Yo, I think he's having a breakdown.
I think it's basically,
you know, Andy Kaufman, the film that he portrayed the character in Man on the Moon.
Yeah.
So there's a documentary coming about him, and he was slightly esoteric, a little bit out there. That's kind of his style. So I think he was doing was similar to that.
I saw a mini documentary about his love for art, and you know, he's an actual.
Yes.
He paints as well.
Yeah, he does.
I'm beginning to really. I'm seeing all these new facets of. Of his character, you know, he's multi-dimensional, and I'm just respecting him more and more. You know, he had my undying respect from since The Mask.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, and I'm like, what is the difference between you and God now? Like, seriously,
I just would like to don't know what we're doing. Into like, I'm not real, you're not you, I'm not me, we're not here. This isn't real.
100%.
And this is the most. I wanted to come to the most pointless thing I could.
Why not work a journalist up into an existential crisis?
She was from E Entertainment News anyway.
Exactly. That's what E stands for. It's not entertainment. It's existentialism.
That's very true.
So it's got an exclamation mark after it. Existentialism!
And on that note.
Bombshell.
Yeah. Who are we?
What? I don't know who we are, but I do know Callum at Swiggin is coming up very, very soon.
Very, very soon.
His very second
if he exists,
show.
Maybe. If at all he exists.
We had him in the room
or
with
did
us.
We? Or did we?
Oh, my God. Where am I?
Have we ever left the room? What is the room? What is FUBAR?
I don't know, but...
It's fucked up beyond all recognition, I'll tell you that.
Raging my mind, can't climb out. Dog in a cage, been a slave for a while now. Living like Mowgli, had some oldie, now I feel lonely.
Tiny to time out, if they ever knew the deep hole that we climbed out. Good use, would they never know how to find out. Mind out, goons on a drop that will ride out. Trying to make a sale, but tune's gotta fly now.
I understand, but can't follow that. It gets me mad, I wanna jab him into Wonderland. Oscar, we can't stop on job, pop, make Dosh performing, praise on the motherland.
Understand, gotta make M's, not a couple grand. Fake niggas, I only slim like a hologram. Take time out from the shit they're trying to cover, man. All this shit trying to bother, man. And
I've got my best on. Swear, get ready for the next one. Hey, yo, ask, let me hear with your tech done. A little bit, but I'm not to be flexed on. Wait, wait, I'm on that if you flex one, bitch. I've been tipping and scoring the best one. Sick, I'll be clapping the back in the next off shit. Sit down, boy, I'm about to take legs off the whip this shit. Flick this pick, wait, yeah, I might slow it down for a bit.
Dismissive, in biscuits. No change, man, I climbed out the abyss.
Move instinctive, and I'm in this bitch. Change styles, but I'm rapping like a Christmas gift.
And I've been this lit, man, I burn out bits. Right track, back quick, got me burn down split.
Looking at interior, staring at exterior. Think they're past inferior, chew the pussy up, pit terrier. Preaching, not a seminar. All got advice, but where you get it up? All I hear, etc. Had to backhand like Keith Federer. Looking at the interior, staring at the exterior. Think they're past inferior, chew the pussy up, pit terrier. Preaching, not a seminar. All got advice, but where you get it up? All I hear is etc. Had some backhand like Keith Federer.
Got my mind on the job, friends got their hands on the cross. Ops wanna take what I got, what's the time on the clock? I already am what they're not. Trying to see me down in a rut, see you down but you're not. Got fam deep in a knot, looking at me for a shot. Give me hate, give me love, but show me what's mine. Talking about dough, but you never wanna grind.
Job on my mind, I ain't ever got time. Feds on my buds trying to watch me online. Pepper spray eyes, blue tack on cam. Walk down the street, you antagonize, man. Fraternize, chatter, bag of lies. Coward like Howard Tye, getting televised. Never white ties, too energized. Catch her in the ride, bust your melon type. Buried in the woods, mother would be mortified.
Hot, back to the lining. Human air, like win for the champ. Team got us white, but I bet he might take a liking.